Loud. That's something new.
Yeah, now we're the two here, both of us.
Stupid, stupid bitch. Yeah. Woo, woo, woo.
Happy New Year, bitch. Lol.
Okay.
Okay, let me figure out. I don't know why I hear you on both things. I don't like that. Oh, I know what's going on. I know. It has to do with my vagina. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Does everybody hear both of us now still? Bossy bitches.
Loud Lynx. Loud Leon. Yeah,
I see that, but it's a little more important that we hear you.
Right.
I wasn't really ready when you called. I'm not ready.
Right. Because it's not 9 o'clock.
We need some ground rules because this is a new year. What's your New Year's resolution?
Hold on. Let me know when we're going to start the grum, and that can be a topic.
We're on the grum.
Oh, loud the links.
Recording, everything's like going. Oh, wait, let me start recording.
I'm starting. I have a piece to start with.
Hold on. Let me start recording.
All right.
I mean the video. I'm recording the audio.
Okay.
It doesn't let me record.
Mm-hmm. Let me know when you're recording, Nate.
Oh, hear it. Hey, now we're recording, Belf.
Happy New Year, bitch. Lulz. Happy New Year, bitch. Lulz. Happy New Year, bitch. Lulz.
All right.
Happy New Year, bitch. Lulz. Bitch, 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 bitch. Lulz. Lulz. Bitch. Lulz. Lulz.
Hello?
Lul means dick in Dutch.
Really?
Happy New Year, bitch. Lulz.
That is my favorite. Happy New Year, Nades.
She said biatch, not Nades. I distinctly heard a biatch.
Happy New Year, biatch. Lulz. Mm. Did you see that video? I put the link in the chat room, but I don't know if the links are working yet because I know that very slow. Right.
Let's see. Where does Divot Happy New Year be? I gotta switch my thing so it plays to the business.
That's what I just played. It's an amazing video.
Don't you all right me.
Wait, all right. Okay.
Happy New Year, biatch. Lulz.
Okay,
all right. Happy New Year,
biatch. Okay. Lulz.
Looking
retarded,
good.
Cheryl.
Looking good.
I have something very new for this show. And the thing is, this is one of those things where you're going to find all those boring, uninventive podcasters are going to copy. And I just want to remember that you heard here first.
Okay.
You're going to hear it on all the podcasts that nobody listens to next.
Okay.
Now, Cheryl, I'll turn it on, but I'm going to leave it off. But what we have, Cheryl, say something funny.
Okay, my pussy hurts. Ooh, it burns. Ooh, it's a new year and it's burning.
Can you hear that?
I don't think I like that, Nate.
It's a laugh track.
I don't like that.
Yeah, you do.
Shut no. Up.
No, but when it's not going to be all the time. It's just going to be when you sing.
Can't hear, mates.
It's a live studio audience. You're not going to hear it. I was just showing you. See? Yeah, it's good. Just
okay. Well, if people can't hear me, then that's cool. All right. Okay.
This way, when you're in between panty poops, we had a request for a best panty poop of the decade.
Okay.
By the way, Cheryl, I meant to ask you, did you see that fucking ripoff of Lady Gaga? Did you see that?
The parody?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I like her much better than the Lady Gaga. Maybe she can take over Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but she stole that whole panty pooping Gaga thing from you, and that's not nice.
But you see the difference, Nate. The difference is that she at least has the ambition to create a video and edit it and put it out and make a viral video. You, on the other hand, are lazy and fat. So maybe your New Year's resolution will be to take your panty pooping energy.
Listen here, you little You little browned up little nigger. Let me tell you something, you goddamn little piece of shit, spick face nigger whore. Let me tell you something, you goddamn filthy bitch. I've been working my ass on this show for 5 fucking years, and in 10 shows I'll do goddamn 1,000 shows. How many shows have you done, you stupid fucking cunt? Yeah.
Not even 90.
Yeah. Copying every goddamn expression I say, you filthy little bitch. I will kick your ass sideways into the curb. And I made your fucking video about something nobody cares about.
Okay.
Fat fucking 80s bitches. Nobody cares. I told you to do a song parody of Lady Gaga, and you're like, no, nobody cares. You stupid fucking cunt. Why don't you go fuck yourself sideways with a goddamn pitchfork? What else you got?
Did you have an accident this week, Nate?
I did, actually.
No? Oh, shit. You did it?
You stupid fucking bitch. Okay, are you deaf?
It's a good show. Because we all know that narrowly escaping the AIDS means that you're going to have a good grum. Yes.
No, Cheryl. It means that you're not going to talk about panty pooping nonstop. We're going to talk about real topics.
Okay.
What do you think about health care? Crickets.
Well, let me eat some Cheez-Its. Speaking of healthcare.
That's different.
Oh, hi. Panty bombing.
Oh, let me play that clip again. It was so goddamn funny. An old lady saying laws. That's the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know why we don't get any goddamn donations.
Happy New Year, biatch.
She said Happy New Year, biatch. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life, Cheryl. God damn it.
Panty bombing?
You had a fucking week to show me that fucking shit?
Hey, N-words, I'm on the street.
How many hours did you have to spend on instant messaging with J-Maids to find that brilliant video of an old lady saying laws?
That was last night, Nate.
No, whatever.
All right.
Do you have the next episode of True Beauty?
Or is this he had nothing to do with that yet.
What?
That yet.
What?
J-Mates has nothing to do with the laws.
Listen, leave him out of this. Do you have True Duty or not?
Maybe. You want some True Dude names? I can give you some stupid True Dude. Let me get that up right here.
Drink.
Yes, I think you need that.
Viral video. Fuck you.
So angry.
So ugly.
Okay. I have a
house guest, by the way.
Who? Trotsky?
No, his name is Patrick. He's visiting from Cleveland, but he's at a dinner now. He might show up during the grum. He was sleeping on that couch. I had to clean up the bed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's nice names. Okay.
He has an enormous penis. He might show it to us if you're nice.
Really?
If he gets here. It's really ridiculously huge, and he's not
Why
a
have you
person.
Seen it?
He's a small person.
Why have you seen this penis?
Shut up. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. I know things.
Have you been sleeping with this house guest? Is he Mexican?
No.
Is he undocumented? Of any variety?
No.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Last week on True Duty, Christiana Amanpour locked me in her hotel room, abused me, forced me to have a boardie, and shoved feces in my mouth. I was blackmailed by Amanpour and CNN. And in order to escape the controversy of the Michelle Obama incident, I have forced all of the top pundits at Fox News and MSNBC to poop their panty. Right before I was ready to leave Christiane's room, Oprah called and told me that she was aware of Amanpour's plans and that she would be following me with cameras. That fucking Emmy. Here I was, back in New York City. I don't have a lot of good memories with this city. It seems like every time I visit here, I wind up with fecal matter all over my face. Anyway, I had a job to do and a limited amount of time to do it in. My first stop was the MSNBC studio at 30 Rockefeller Center. For my disguise, I was dressed in a nice professional business suit. Even if I decided to mess myself right there, nobody would believe I would be the source of that smell because I looked that good.
Can you repeat the last line? I missed a
bit. Oh, okay, sure. Rockefeller Center. Mm-hmm. Even if I decided to mess myself right there, nobody would believe I would be the source of the smell because I looked that good. The minute I stepped outside my cab, I looked around, and there were tourists everywhere. I was highly paranoid because Oprah was following me, and any one of these fat people could be a spy. My first target was Andrea Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. I know her. She's Alan Greenspan's husband.
Mm-hmm. I knew it would be hard to get in the studios by just calling NBC, so I decided to go through her husband, Alan Greenspan. I set up an appointment as a Wall Street executive to meet with Alan. He was waiting for me there with his wife in the lobby. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Greenspan. Mm-hmm. My name is...
What's wrong?
My name is Cheryl, quote, apricot, unquote, Wallace.
You were incognito?
Mm-hmm. Cheryl Apricot Wallace. And I'm a representative of Goldman Sachs.
Don't bring Goldman Sachs into the goddamn shit. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm a representative of Goldman Sachs. I'm here to speak with you and your wife about a new opportunity that we are offering to our top clients. May I speak to you in private?
Yeah.
Of course, Alan said with his droopy lips. However, please call me Ben Bernanke. We can talk about it in Andrea's office. We took the elevator upstairs. They tried to ask me questions about what this investment involved, but I had to bullshit my way through it because, quite frankly, I had to pull this speech out of my ass. Literally.
Why did you put a CH at the front of literally just now?
Clearly. Clearly. We then arrived at Andrea's office. And we took our seats at the conference table.
Okay.
So, Mr. Bernanke, I know that you are fully aware of derivatives. Well, Goldman Sachs has created a new derivative that, while at first may shock you, it has proved itself to work in today's economy. We have created the defecation derivative, which treats human fecal matter like a commodity. What we do is place a bet that a certain person will defecate within a small time frame, say 6 hours or so. And based on how much fecal matter is produced, the person will either gain or lose on the investment. Say you have a large individual like, say, Oprah Winfrey. She's much more likely to shit herself than Alan clearly had enough of this and exclaimed, I oppose regulation of derivatives, but even if I can't even take this seriously. It was then that I realized I had only a limited amount of time before they would leave the room. This called for extreme measures, so I had to put my panties right there. I reached in the back of my panties and grabbed two pieces of duty. I threw it at Alan Greenspan and Andrea Mitchell's faces, making a large splatter. While the poopy was drooping down Alan Greenspan's wrinkled old face, I whipped out my camera and took pictures of both of them and quickly ran out of the room. I grabbed a chair and lodged it underneath the door handle to keep them locked in as long as I could. With poopy stains on my hand, I walked as fast as I could down the hallway. I had two more targets in this building. As I walked around the corner, I accidentally ran into Keith Olbermann. I hit the poopy hand and said, oh, excuse me, Mr. Olbermann.
You had poop on your hand or he did?
I did.
Oh, nice. He's a good man.
You'll excuse me, Mr. Olbermann, but I was looking for you anyway. My name is Cheryl Peaches Jones.
I thought it was an apostrophe.
I'm in incognito again, Nate. Peaches is with quotes. Cheryl Peaches Jones. And I'm here from Media Matters. Later this afternoon, we're releasing a videotape showing Glenn Beck messing himself and saying racial slurs. Would you be interested in featuring this on your program? It didn't take much encouraging with him. The minute you mentioned shit play, racism, and Glenn Beck in the same sentence, it's the minute Keith Olbermann comes in his jeans. Oh, yes, he shouted. Now I have proof. I wasn't exactly sure what he meant by that, seeing as I totally just made it up.
I bet he's going to do a rant about your panty pooping on his next drum.
But I decided to go along with it. I followed him back to his office and shut the door. It was then he explained, Cheryl, I witnessed Glenn Beck, Greta Van Susteren, and Bill O'Reilly having a scat three-way years ago. They were at the CPAC convention. I found them laying on a leopard skin rug.
What is that, CPAP?
I'm not sure. I think it's a public convention name.
Oh, it's a convention.
Convention,
CPAP. CPAPs. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
I found him laying on a leopard skin rug and wiping their disgusting fecal matter all over each other's bodies. I took photographs of it years ago and held on to it in case I would need it one day. Today, that day may have come. Would you like to see it? I didn't even have to hesitate. If I could steal this photograph, I could use it instead of tricking any of them into pooping their panties as a lifestyle. He whipped out the picture from the top drawer of his desk. I couldn't believe my eyes. Glenn Beck had Bill O'Reilly's liquid duty in his hair. Bill had Greta Van Susteren's solid turds in between his folds of fat. And Greta was the biggest mess of all. Greta had Glenn Beck's poopy wiped all around her fucked up face, even on her giant mouth. This was damning evidence, and I was going to take it. It was then that I realized that I would have to trick Keith into giving me this picture. Well, I'm kind of sick of telling this story, so I'll cut to the chase. I did the same thing to Keith that I did to Andrea Mitchell and Alan Greenspan. I wiped poopy on his face and took a picture, and then locked him in his office. I wasn't as creative as I could have been, but I also didn't have a lot of time. I ran down the hallway with the picture. I slipped it into my purse so no one could see it. It was then that I saw my final target coming towards me. It was the lesbian Rachel Maddow. Mm-hmm. I love her, but I knew I had to go through with this. As soon as I was ready to approach Rachel, I saw Oprah walking behind her. She talked to me by giving me the finger. I've come so far in one day, and I'm not going to let that greed ruin all of this. Hello, Cheryl. I would like to introduce you to my good friend, Rachel Maddow. I've told her so much about you. To be continued.
Whoa. Well, the audience loved that.
Did y'all like that, children? That made me hot.
I wanted to talk about something.
Don't you have any comments on the story?
It was a, no. I would like to talk about a Twitter dispute. I wouldn't call it a dispute, but maybe a little. But, you know, Marcus Couch.
Well, Okay.
He might even be listening. He's a fan of the Grum. And him and his wife are very nice. They used to live here. Now they're in L.A., and I like them both very much. However, he works for a certain douchebag. I don't know in what capacity. Maybe he doesn't
work. Vivio, all right.
A certain AIDS C.
Okay.
AIDS C. You know who I'm talking about? AIDS C.
Yeah, some black that I followed. Her name is Butt Naked Trey. She said, sometimes I'll feel as if no really understands me and society continues to prove me right. And I retweeted her and said, try typing white.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sorry.
So I'm trying to get the business here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, so this is the tweet which I originally responded to. He writes, just, what was that?
Uh-huh.
Noise? Just heard from @ Adam Curry on # no agenda that Daily Source Code will return in 2010. Great news, !! #DSC. I replied simply and succinctly, fail. Right? That's all I wrote, fail. And Cheryl, I almost called you Cheryl Weinstein. Do you know what he had the nerve to say to me? Do you know what he
said? No, you fail. Epic fail.
No. Do you know? I'm stalling because I can't find it. Do you know what he had the nerve to say to me? Do you have any idea of what it is that I can't find? Let's see. God damn it, where the fuck is it?
Good snacks. Woof, woof, woof.
Oh, it was really... Did he erase it? Maybe it should be in my tweet deck.
Did he say, how's the healthcare, nigger?
Yeah, that's what he said to Oprah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a hold... You know, there's actually a video of Oprah with John P.
and
dancing together. And I'm going to locate it, and he said I could play it on this grunt.
Okay.
It's on her DVD box at...
Who's better, Van Susteren or Glenn Beck?
No, Oprah and John P. I'm serious. It's not a panty fantasy.
No.
Oh, that's it. Somebody predicted Madge's 100th Grum will be posted on MLK Day. That's a good idea. Let's see.
Yes, you would really honor him.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. It's ironic.
Right.
Okay. God damn it. Where the fuck is it? It was great. I think he fucking erased the goddamn... I hate... when people erase funny things.
Well, that's why you got to save it, Mary.
Oh, fuck. Well, I wouldn't expect... Well, anyway, what he said is, listen, bitch, don't judge me. I wasn't judging you when you were the one making money and I was broke.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, I'm not judging. I'm just giving you an epic fail. I didn't say epic. I said, I'm not judging you. I'm failing you. And I'm sure that other people would give you an A. For example... I'm sure AIDS Curry... Oh, no, no. Oh, he just showed up online. Now he's going to yell at me. I'm sure that AIDS Curry... Did I just call him AIDS Curry? I'm sure that AIDS Ham Curry will give you an A+. Cheryl, I just have a question.
What's your point?
My point is just this. When I was working for that tranny fucking douchebag, was I that much of an ass kisser? Just tell me the truth.
Like no, I don't really... Well, no. Mostly.
Be honest with me. Don't lie and mostly out of this.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, you were.
I was?
Well,
I
mean...
Oh, my God. No, I would...
You didn't use hashtags because people didn't use hashtags. I mean, you often said they paid my bills and all that kind of stuff, and...
I'm talking about, did I ass-kiss AIDS Ham Curries?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. You mean like...
There's video documentary.
Oh, I'm so humiliated, Cheryl. I have to... This is rare for me. I have to issue a profound... I apologize, audience, for that.
Listen.
I didn't realize
I
was...
If somebody was paying me that much money to do nothing, I mean, to put out programs, I would do whatever they wanted. I would eat their ass out with poop in it, just like Hagatha.
Well, but that doesn't take much. Did you see that long-ass thing Hagatha Days posted? She responded to my question. Human dog, is this not loud enough? Is that what you're saying? Turn it all up?
I do like they're filling the blank contracts. It's a good thing they spent so much money on developing such a wonderful contract.
What did you say, porno pop-unders? What did you say? Huh?
Traffic shaping? What? I do love my traffic shaping. It's a great... Great product. It shapes my body and my traffic. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ah! I gotta,
speak for
Cheryl,
yourself,
you
Mary.
Sound like you.
I never judged you when I was broke ass and you were the one making money.
Cheryl, where'd you find it?
Edith found it.
Good girl. Cheryl, it sounds like you have a frog in your throat.
Excuse me?
It sounds like you have a frog in your throat.
Frog? Oh.
Yeah.
You sure that's not Nuvial?
Have you been clicking on porno pop-unders again, Gerald Wax Pro?
I wasn't clicking on them, but I clicked on one website and 50 pop-unders came on and I kept hearing 50 copies of the bloated lesbian plane. Like the same file was downloading 50 times and I didn't...
Why do you think I put Women in Large on the sidebar? I was thinking I should make it autoplay so I can put it on porno pop-unders, you know? Have like a million hits from every time Google spiders my website. But I didn't do it because I figured my real audience would hate me. Hi, I'm Charlene Powell. I have a new thing to show you, actually. I'm glad I have something good. It's a new app I have to show you. It's really
great. Right. Is it like your last app?
Yeah, it is.
Out a picture.
Oh, it's a good one, Gerald.
Where's the video of Oprah dancing? Did she mess her panties?
It's not the Oprah.
Grind your pro?
No. Did I lose it? Where the fuck is it? Oh, hold on, Cheryl. Just talk to yourself.
Okay.
This is where we need the laugh track, but I can't click things. Talk, Cheryl. Did you like my new layout of the business?
Audio up. It sounds fucked up on the screen.
Well, that's what I was just asking about. What's the problem? Tell me exactly.
Well, if you listen to the screen, you'll hear how shitty it sounds. It really is difficult.
Is it too low or what?
Yes.
Thanks for...
Bareback,
oh, wait.
Buddy, is that a kind of app for you?
No. Ooh, is it better now?
I don't know. Is
probably
it?
Probably not. Is it both of us that you can't hear or what?
Cheryl is low and low quality.
Well, that's because she's... That should
and
be
my
better.
Mic is turned all the way up, Nate.
Is it better now?
And can
you hear me?
Thank you. Work this, Annie. Work it. Yes, I'm dark. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, I've got a haiku.
Okay.
It is from Harissa with what love.
Actually,
I can release a new cartoon tonight. Night. Okay.
All right, she's the cartoonist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the haiku is so black and sassy. She don't belong to no man except her two ham fists.
I guess. Large is a totally new concept in fitness. This isn't the app.
Be large and be physically fit while exercising with Women at Large. Please be very careful and just.
Okay, one more.
Go ahead. I can't find my app. I'll have to wait for another time.
Okay.
Stop bossing me around.
Don't work that huge thing when it's so out of cut rule. Let it heal, Andy.
Oh, that's a good topic. Let it heal. I have a let it heal issue, Cheryl.
Okay.
In my yoga class, there is a... don't talk about fatties. She's going to not pay attention. Hello.
Hello, Ernie.
I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. I was in a yoga class, and there's this pose called an upward-facing bow.
Bow.
Yeah, and it's basically you rest your pelvis on the floor and everything else is off the floor. So you end up with your hands around your elbows and you're sort of like a rocking chair. You know what I mean?
Hands around your elbows? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry. You can't. Ankles.
Oh, okay.
Ankles or cankles. So you're kind of like on the floor rocking along your pelvis. Well, it's fine for the younger girls in the club. But you see, the thing is, Cheryl, I have pussy lay-ups that are kind of old and distended. So they made us rock an unusually high amount of times, and as a result, my lay-ups became injured.
You're talking about your large bowel?
No, my lay-ups. I'm telling you, I got a... My lip was bleeding afterwards because I was so, I bear a lot of weight. And so I was bearing my entire body weight on this little bit of clip. Do you understand? So it's kind of like pinching a part of your body with like 100 pounds of, 200 pounds of flesh, weight on it, and it just went, so I have bloody, scabby lips. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Sure. Roll those balls, Nate.
I have another topic.
Show that rosebud. Show that rosebud. Show that dirty rosebud.
I have another topic, which is, I hate the Internal Revenue, the Illinois Department of Revenue. I have a dispute with them because...
Show us, Rob. I couldn't believe what I saw. Show us, Rob. I couldn't believe what I saw.
That was the Rose. Nate, you seen this video? You seen this video, Nate, you seen it?
It was great.
It is it has the Golden Girls. All gays love the Golden Girls. You must watch it. Moon, click on the link.
What happened? I was sitting here on my iPhone and all the icons went away just as I was talking. I was getting
upset. Guess you won't watch the goddamn video.
That's right. I thought it was really good.
Oh, Rose.
Like a rose, soft as an easy chair. Oh,
Rose.
What rose floor do you live in?
That's what I got.
What for?
Rose, the mule.
This is my house guest text.
And Kamoon, we call it Kamoon, Kumansi. Kamoon, we call it Kamoon, we call it Kamoon, Kumansi.
Seen cumin, cumin.
OMG. When your weave gets wet, the braids come undone.
You say an eye and not when you land.
I'm so sorry, baby.
Oh, like a heart.
Oh, you're going to get the
trash.
Oh.
This is why I'm happy. This is not supposed to be bad.
Okay.
Now that's not fun. Okay, it's supposed to look.
Internet.
Oh, being short and
brand. My name is Shane, and I'm 14. I weigh 308 pounds. I'm not like everybody else. Most of you see these days will wear the little skinny jeans, little tight t-shirts, and I think that's really tacky. I'm fresh, and no one has swagger like mine.
No one has swagger like mine.
I am off the rip.
Nate, wasn't that the name of a movie you produced? Swaggers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you done?
Swagger?
I don't want a swagger like mine.
Did you produce a movie called Swagger?
Yes, I did.
Don't want a swagger like mine.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to the local video store and they had two of my movies on the new releases counter. I was very impressed.
Sorry. Not Fatty Black cycling.
Listen, what am I doing?
Matt, why are you so annoyed this evening? It seems that this Grum and the last one, you've been very angry and
Cheryl, did it ever occur to you maybe it has something to do with you?
No, it's definitely not.
Cheryl,
me.
Those clips you're playing suck. They're not funny at all. Do you see me laughing? They're not funny. I'm sorry, they're not funny. And I laugh at pretty much everything.
No, not lately. You've been very angry lately.
I'm not angry. I just think that this is... What you're playing is boring.
That's what it is. It's bareback anger.
I told you about my lips. I told you about all these nice things. And then you just... Your response is...
My hair is nappy and it shouldn't have gotten wet. You get a weave wet and it ain't good.
Oh, Human Dog likes the clips. Well, you can, Then I'm going to call you if you like, and you can talk to the fucking cow.
Okay.
Christ.
I'll port sign black clips for you.
Cheryl has great taste in clips.
I can't show you that comic then, because clearly you're too angry for that. For true art. Not an is it art kind of art, but art.
Mm-hmm. What was once a sniper rifle is now a sub-nose magnum. How'd that happen? Let me guess. Something involving farm animals and strategically placed peanut butter. Okay. I'm going to watch it.
It's okay to go.
Penis.
That's fucking disgusting.
My big fucking penis.
Big? It doesn't have a fucking head. It's fucking disgusting. It looks like a hammerhead. What?
Did it ever occur to you that I'm a black woman? And I take offense to the things that you say. Yeah, someone ordered man's food.
Fuck you, I don't need food.
Mm-hmm. I just ate a lot.
What would make me happy tonight? Send me $500. That would make me happy.
Matt, someone had a good question, but I don't want to ask it because...
Go ahead.
I know that you'll get very angry.
Ask it.
I don't wanna.
Go ahead and ask it.
It might have had to do with your health care.
What is it?
Well, they wanted to know why you need health care so much that you're gonna pay for shitty health care for a few months and then you won't be eligible for that health care anymore, so you're wasting your money.
No,
now,
I can answer that question. It's very simple, and there's a lot.
I mean, unless you have AIDS and need to go to the doctor.
Cheryl, it's a very simple answer to that question.
Okay.
It is a reasonable question, and the answer is completely reasonable.
Okay.
I'm covered under COBRA, but since my employer was in California, I'm subject to their laws, which are much more employee-friendly than the rest of the country. So as a result, when COBRA ends in the state of California, because that's where my insurance originated, I can continue COBRA for another 36 months after that.
Okay.
You get it?
So you can pay $500 a month.
Yeah.
But how much would, okay.
Cancer cost? You tell me.
Excuse me?
You heard
me. You've got cancer?
How much would cancer cost?
Well,
you know, I was talking with Stacey Herbert about this yesterday, actually.
Okay.
The idea of self-insuring, you know, yeah, of course, you could put $550 in the bank, right?
No.
And sort of self-insure yourself.
No, that's a bad idea.
The problem is you can't earn interest today. The interest rate is like 0%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's too much of a gamble. I mean, if I get in a car wreck, Cheryl, who's going to pay for that?
Well, if you got car insurance or the other person, then that'll pay for it.
That's okay.
So that's not a good example.
What if I get cancer? And I have to have $20,000 radiation.
Then you have a really wonderful fundraiser. You probably don't get enough money and you die.
Show
us the rose.
It's easy to get a $100,000 health care bill. Easy.
Okay.
The condo wouldn't give me enough money for that.
Anything. Okay.
See, look at Marcus' couch. What?
Huh?
Hello.
Hi. The only reason I'm putting you on right now is because Cheryl is being completely annoying and I'm ready to punch her in the pussy.
Ooh.
Good. So what's going on? Let me show you.
I'm not the one to ask the question, Mary.
I don't know how to put you... I mean, she can hear you, but you can't hear her.
Cheryl?
Oh, wait a second. I can call you back on Skype. This is what it's come to, is fucking Hagatha. I'll call you right back.
Seriously? You're calling Hagatha?
That's who you were just talking to. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad it is.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you know what's going to happen? The show's going to get much more interesting.
Oh, okay. I'm okay. Now, that's how funnel cake is supposed to look. You want to look at the pot of sugar.
Good.
Right.
Oh,
wow.
Good.
I'm good.
Hello.
Hey,
it's Cheryl.
Sake.
Cheryl.
Wow,
your Christmas album.
Happy Crystal Mass, I mean New Year. How you doing, Nate? Are you clean? Are you clean?
I am clean. In fact, I was offered crystal meth. I went home for Christmas, and as usual, every time I come back, I go on a sex binge. So I was at the Ram, and this one Filipino guy who's always high as a kite, and he's always saying, do you party? You want to party? You want to party with me? I got some bumps. I got some bumps. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And I said, no, honey, just leave me alone. I said no to drugs.
Now, what about some pain that you've been having in your teeth that you've been taking drugs for?
I'm off the codeine.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to get some to take home on my trip, and he said, not until you come and see me again. Now, bear in mind, this is my HIV doctor that I had anonymous sex with, and he knows it was me, and I knows it was him, but we don't talk about it.
Of course. Did you say, I knows it was him? You said, I knows it was him. No, but you said, I knows
it was him. He knows it was me. He saw me. After he pulled his dick out of the glory hole, I peeped up at him, and he had this look like, oh, my God, now I've done it.
Right.
So I'm kind of like holding that over his head by not saying anything. You know, like I didn't say, hey, Doc, you know, it's nice running into you down at Diversity, and, you know, I didn't say anything. But, you know, he fulfilled my script about 3 or 4 times, and he cut me off, which is good. I don't need that shit.
Listen, Hagatha, did you see the response to your comment that you posted yesterday? I had a question for you about that. Did you see that?
No, I've not been to the internet cafe.
Okay, I will read it. Let's see. God, the first show of the year, and we've got Hagatha Dades. Let's see. Leslie Uggams. Okay, in response to our discussion... You said, I got banned from the squaw's house because I put the mistletoe by a close friend's crotch and some straight guys saw it in this bitter fat queen who doesn't like me tattled.
Yes, exactly. Now,
I want to know who was the close friend and who was the big fat queen.
Okay, let me first say that Robin had me on probation. He said, you're on probation. One more thing and you're out of here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was Rick A., my ex-sponsor, Rick Anderson.
Was the fat one, or was the...
Well, Rick's fat. Rick's as big as a house, but no, he's my friend. And I took this mistletoe with me, and I was getting kisses from, my friends that liked me. Then I went out to Rick, and he was standing there, and I held it down by his crotch, and
there
I could, like I was going to kiss his crotch. And then there were these straight guys from a treatment facility were sitting there, and they're kind of laughing. They know there's gay people there. It was not that big of a deal, but I don't know the name of this fat queen. I don't even know her fucking name, but she's one of these people.
Oh, is a woman?
That you say hi to.
Oh, is a girl.
And they get this blank look on their face. And I couldn't figure out if
how fat.
He just didn't like me. So he tattled to Robin. I went into the next
how
meeting.
How fat?
I gave Robin some jewelry.
Ask her the question, please. How fat was the queen that told on you?
Not that fat.
Was his is his first name begin with an F?
I don't even know his name. Why is that so important?
Because I have to know. I have to be able to picture this. Just go ahead.
No, I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
But I told our friend Daryl tonight, he called me to wish me a Happy New Year.
That was
and
stupid.
I said, do not spill your guts to Richard because he puts it on the radio.
Oh, Bill didn't
and
tell
I
me this.
I never cleaned houses. I don't remember lying to Bill and telling him that
listen,
I cleaned houses.
Listen, Rick is the one that told me you cleaned houses, not Bill.
Rick?
Yeah.
Rick hates.
But I may be wrong. It sounded funny, and sometimes when it sounds funny, I just take it at face value, even if it's not necessarily what they actually said.
You mean like when you put my number on the radio? I want you to know I got crank calls Christmas Eve.
Well, why weren't they recorded? Why would someone prank call you and not record it? That is retarded.
Who prank called you on Christmas
Richard
Eve?
Richard can't be trusted. He puts it on the radio.
And how many other people called you?
I had one very disturbing. I was sitting there with my family, opening up presents. My phone rings. I go, just a minute. And someone goes, Hagatha, you fucking you fucking faggot, I hope you die of AIDS.
Cheryl, man. I told you not to call Hagatha AIDS.
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't Cheryl. It was somebody, and it sounded really menacing, and I was scared.
Honey, listen, let me tell you something. Not that I don't wish the same thing, but I get very similar.
Like my holiday album, Haggisuday
too. He said that at the very beginning. He said right away, you didn't hear it, but he said, I loved your holiday work.
Cheryl, I loved it. It made my fucking Christmas.
Why didn't you comment? Good.
Well, I, three.
She doesn't know how she's
three
doing.
Songs?
Again.
And it's like, I mean, how many times can you color the same picture? I'm disgusting. I eat shit. I drink piss. I molest babies. I spread AIDS. You know.
Yeah. I mean, now, how many different? It's a good. Why do you think that these calls come from the audience?
Yeah, but
this
Hagathird
audience,
AIDS.
Not your dealer or rape victims.
But Hagathird AIDS. The thing is, wait a second. You even with all that disgusting stuff you spilled here in the hours you were on this show, you still held stuff back. For example, you held back the fact that the young man you had living with you that you were paying for is there because he had a head injury. You left out the fact that the only reason he was with you is because he has a head injury and he's mentally disabled. Why did you leave that out? It was vital.
You know, I don't have to paint the whole picture. I'm
yes,
an artist.
Yes, you do. It's important.
Two broad strokes in and you stand back from the painting and it all makes sense. I told you he had a head injury.
No, you didn't. Not on the show.
And that he wasn't right and that he was slow. And
no,
that,
you didn't tell me
you
that.
Know,
you did
I
not.
Met him on the street and he was homeless and I said, come live with me. That's how I got the guy who
you didn't
with
tell me
now.
That he had a head injury because
he's
then it made sense.
A miracle worker, Nate.
Cheryl, did Hagatha say that this person had a head injury before I
no,
said
I did. A miracle worker. She's like the hell
I said
color.
That he got stabbed in the neck and that he talks funny because of that
it's
and people think he's killed.
Oh, I do remember like getting stabbed in the neck. I do vaguely remember that.
But he's really, I've not seen him. He disappeared. He's got a rich father out in Hawaii, and his dad, I think, came and took him away from the gang situation.
Did you stab him
I
in the neck?
I think he's in Hawaii now. But I'll tell you about the new one. I'm kind of in a quandary.
Yeah.
He got molested by his father when he was age 5 to 10.
The new one?
Oh, then you're the perfect person for him to hook up with.
Yeah, I can't imagine what he would see in you after being molested by an older man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Would you better understand?
Is him crying like a baby in the background?
Yeah, is there
no,
a baby in the background? Are you babysitting?
You won't even let me tell you about my quandary.
I will let you, but Cheryl had a reasonable question. Who are you babysitting for right now? We hear a baby in the background.
That's my cat.
Are you killing it?
She's in heat.
Oh, my God.
Tell the roommate, Hagatha, tell the roommate how Jews get all your free money. Somebody commented just now.
I'm making a song about the Jews. It starts out, let me give you the first two lines and let me know if you think it's offensive.
Oh,
okay. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'll know. I'm very easily offended. Go ahead.
I'm not going to sing it, but it's called Thank You, Hitler.
Oh, God.
Okay. It goes, Thank You, Hitler, for gassing all those Jews. Too bad you couldn't get them all, except for one or two, to put in the zoo.
It's funny, but I object to the in the
it
zoo
is?
Part because I think the in the zoo part could be better.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Otherwise, it's funny.
And Cheryl, I'm making a song about you, and Cheryl rhymes with you need to be dipped in Purell.
Right.
And I just say, y'all not going to appreciate this. The Popeyes is done. I'm throwing it out.
Not cool.
I don't understand what we're saying.
I don't agree with this. I ain't gonna get that much chicken yesterday.
You got enough chicken, Amber.
Mom, we can have a new start in the morning.
The Popeyes is done. I'm throwing it out.
I told you we're not. This is a new year, and we're not going to be racist this year.
I was throwing out the Popeyes.
You're not going to be racist this year. This year is all about not being
that's
racist.
That's not racist. That's anti-Semitism.
No, I was talking about what Cheryl just played.
Cheryl, wouldn't you feel terrible if I did all of a sudden die from my AIDS?
No, he wouldn't. She wouldn't.
No, because you wouldn't be infecting other people. It would be coined like a Christmas card.
Please. I do not infect other people.
You wouldn't
people.
Be molesting little children. You wouldn't be spreading disease and hatred.
Wait. I have to ask you about another story that Bill told me about you, and it's hysterical.
Okay.
Okay,
you know how Bill, our friend Bill, when he gets a story, that he likes, he tells it for the rest of his life 10 times a week. You know what I mean?
I know he does.
So this
my
is
friend not, just got
can
home.
Can you take Nick?
Hold on a minute. Say hi to my friend. Say hi to my
no,
friend.
No, I don't do that. I'm not. Now she's on the radio cam. You should leave him. Leave while you can.
Age, and he molests little children.
Say hi to him. You've got a break. How are you doing?
He molests little children and his age.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
That's my roommate.
Oh. Hey, roommate.
Yeah, he knows. You know I'm HIV, don't you? Yeah, he knows.
Okay. Molest little children?
Does he know you drink peanuts? Can we talk to him again?
Yeah. They want to know if you peed on me or not. Hold on.
Tell him about it. Tell him, please. I'll be a lot of rally points.
Well, let's see. How shall I put this? It's one of my favorite stories, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
See, one day I was watching TV. We were having a cigarette. And he asked the question, would I do it? I said, hang on. I went to my room, thought about it for a minute, and it popped in my head. I did it, and that was it.
What did you do exactly?
Has he eaten your poop? He loves that.
What did you do exactly? Okay. What did you do?
Damn it.
I got in the bathtub, and he peed on my face, and it went in my mouth, and I drank it.
Uh-huh. He has the HIV. He's HIV.
Do you do anything with vomit?
No, nothing with vomit yet. You gotta hold something, though.
Do you think you could get a videotape of him vomiting on you? I would post that.
Well, I need to get a flip.
A Filipino?
I need to get one of those video cameras, a little flip.
We have a question from the audience. Does he know Hag Athel licks his shit-stained undies? Another question is, do you fuck his stab wound?
No, this guy is not the guy with the stab wound. That was the other guy.
Is this guy straight?
I told him on the comments that when you're gone, that I play with your underwear. I told you that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Agatha, can I tell you the story that Bill keeps telling?
Please tell me, what did Bill say?
Okay, he was telling me that he and you, and I think it might have been Rick, were at a rib restaurant, right? And you were sitting there, and you were telling them about how you drink piss, you know, and so forth in the diversity bathroom, and you sit there and watch the same old, you know, how you look at the old eye hole, you watch the straight guys, then you drink the pee out of the cup, all that. And he said, then the other guy went to the bathroom, and you, while he was in the bathroom, noticed that there were two seeing eye dogs sitting at a table near the bathroom. And then when the guy came back, you said, why are there dogs in this restaurant? And Bill said, well, those are seeing eye dogs. You know, they're for disabled. And you said, that's disgusting to have them that close to the bathroom.
What?
You know, I think Bill must have been high on Geritol when he told you that. I don't remember anything about that.
But that doesn't mean it's
Bill
not true.
He embellishes.
No, yes. I embellish, but that was close to what he said. He said basically that you were talking about how you drink pee, and then you had the nerve to complain about seeing eye dogs being near the restroom when you drink pee.
I don't know. I probably said it. I don't. When I'm around Bill, you better. You know, I don't remember anything I say to him.
Why not?
Because Bill expects to be entertained, and he likes hearing about all my sexcapades and about, you know, what boys I'm chasing and this and that. And I just kind of, I'm the court jester, and then after it's done, I don't remember what I said.
I see.
There's no irony in that.
We have another question. Does the roommate know about your fisting the anal wart sex club, Mary?
He knows I go down to the sex club.
But does he know that you fisted somebody with anal warts and made him have to go to the hospital?
No, that happened 15 years ago.
So?
One time I don't need to tell him that. He's sitting here, and actually, it's kind of cramping my style. Lady Gaga's on Jay Leno.
Oh, well, perfect for you. Must love her.
Lady Gaga.
You like Lady Gaga? She poops her panty.
I tell you, Cheryl, the Cheryl doll, you pull the string and all it says is, you pooped your panty, you pooped your panty. Well, I think you're a little fixated.
Tell me Cheryl, about it. Why do you think I had to call you?
Why did you find, Cheryl, why did you find it necessary to write, to make three different mean songs about
you
me?
You should be happy that she did that.
I am happy, but I think it points to a lack of creativity.
Well, what? Then, you know what? Then maybe that's, you're trying to, you always have this self-defeating thing. Like, you want to be on the show, and then when you get attention, then you do whatever you can to get, oh my God, that's.
I'm not tearing Cheryl down. I'm just,
this is Bill right now.
The other songs. I need to go back and Hello? Listen to the other songs.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, he's staying with me. Yeah. Yeah, we're coming.
So, Richard, I've got a phone number for this thing they were selling on television for a penis pump.
I was talking to Bill. What did you say, Agatha?
A match kissing is underneath
the overpass last night. She didn't even gag, even though she kissed her.
I saw that it's a kitchen and open sore would be a good song, tea.
You know what the ultimate hot thing would be? To have a really hot, young, straight guy in the hospital, and he's got boils. He's got boils, like, all over his neck.
Uh-huh.
And then just giving those boils a hickey till they pop in your mouth.
Yeah, but have you ever smelled boils when they pop? Of course you have.
My one guy that stayed with me was a heroin addict, and he used to shoot up in his hands for some reason. And he would get these big, festering areas that he would lance, and this green stuff would come out, and
what?
It smelled
this was a
horrific.
Boyfriend?
It smelled like parvo.
Right, that's
dogs
it.
Dogs have parvo.
Yeah. I had a boil like that on my belly button once from an ingrown hair, and I popped it, and it was the worst thing. Honest to God, it was the worst thing I've ever smelled in my life. It was worse than the smell of death. I could never imagine something that smelled as bad as this, and it was green.
This is what I know. It's the worst smell. What it is, those are all white blood cells, but I don't have any, so I don't get boiled.
Yeah, but they're rotten white blood cells. They're
well,
rotten.
Yeah.
They're dead.
It festers.
It's dead
so
meat.
Ask if somebody fucks you, do you lick their shit dick? And it, you know, it's all slimy and shitty. Do you like that?
Well, it's only polite. It's only polite.
So you like I'm pooping.
That's not
you don't want to leave anybody.
See?
You don't want to leave any fudge stick. Listen to my cat scream. No, Lila, beat it.
Don't be mean to the cat.
Yeah, it's only polite to suck the shit off their dick.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you made the mess. You should clean it up, right? Except I clean out when I go to the RAM. I go in the bathroom and I dig a bottle out of the trash and I, like a 20-ounce soda bottle, and I fill it up with water and I bend over and I squirt it up in and I shoot all that water up in there and then
on somebody's
it all
face.
Comes out with a few stray turds and then you have to do it again 20 minutes later.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you stepping on the cat? What's that noise?
She's in heat, and she's
you
too skinny
it.
And small, petite to get pregnant. I have another cat. I've got two kittens.
So when
I
you
came
were...
home and someone stole one of my kittens. Someone broke in my house and stole one of my kittens.
So,
and I know
you, so you clean out your ass and all that's
right.
left is warts and AIDS, but no shit. That's a good point, Jeff.
Cheryl, I mean,
yeah,
Hagathird AIDS.
Clean out.
When you go to the RAM, when you infest the RAM... Is it true that, which is an adult bookstore for those people listening, is it true that they have disco dancers, I heard? They have
what?
I heard they have dancers there now at this adult
bookstore. No dancers, okay. No. No, there's no dancers anywhere in the city anymore. They used to be at Madrigal's by our friend R's house, but they closed that down.
What about the Lucky Horseshoe?
Lucky Horseshoe's got, but their boys are really skanky. They're really the bottom rung.
Right.
No.
Listen, Dave. How are you judging somebody being bottom wrong, Daisy? Come on.
I can you repeat that?
Come on, Daisy. Come on.
Daisy.
I have to pee. I'll be right back. Cheryl, please do not have dead air.
Agatha, sorry. Give me questions.
Cheryl.
Yes.
I didn't hear your question, doll.
So tell us about the time that since Mash is gone, tell us about the time that you did things with Flora.
You mean with Mash?
No, just kidding. I'm going to play some black clips while she's gone. She don't like that.
I can't say I never did anything with Matt. That was all a story I made up.
Shane gained 28 pounds since January. He insisted that he was exercising more, and he blatantly told me that he was not drinking sugary drinks and he wasn't eating dessert. Y'all, this looks so good. Oh, no, you got the veggies. Oh, you got red pepper. My name is Tamika.
Hey, Cheryl, I got two questions for you. I really want to know something.
What?
Well, who is Prep?
He's a
are you guys writing comparing me to Prep? Is that black queen?
Prep, no, Prep is a person I know.
A red pepper?
What?
A red
who is Prep?
What did you say?
A red pepper?
I don't understand that.
A red pepper?
Red pepper, Nate.
A red pepper?
To answer your question, Prep is a person I know anonymously who I won't give out his identity. And he is not HIV positive, but he does bareback all the time. And he takes HIV meds. He's always on HIV meds as a way to prevent getting AIDS because he does bareback.
Now, I bareback for years. It's not till someone comes in your ass that you get AIDS, that you get seroconverted.
Right.
That's not true. That's not true.
To the best of my knowledge, it is.
Well, it's, you're not a great. What's your profession? Piss drinking,
right.
Cock sucking, AIDS.
I'm just telling you my experience.
That you have the AIDS. I'm telling you what my doctor said, which is that yes, you can get it. He said he has a lot of patients who have got it. It's true that most of the time it's from getting cummed in the ass, but it's
there can be micro tears. Your anus is very, very prone because you have all these blood vessels are very fine and very delicate, and they can get abrased, and I use condoms, just so you all know, just for the record.
It's a word of wisdom from the black.
Yeah.
Oh, she's on the phone, I'm sorry. What do you do?
Put oral in it.
I'm doing my podcast, but come back anytime. I told them about you, so you come, you can be on the show. My audience.
That person talking. Is that person on the air or is that a recording?
Yeah, at the house. I'm streaming live right now.
Excuse me? You just have the inside of Malifier? Oh, my God. This is so good. Jenna is a big deal around the house.
Hey, Matt.
This is so good.
What?
I want to tell a quick bad karma story that'll make people hate me. Are you ready?
Well, that's really good luck with me. That's really hard.
Okay. One thing I did that I hope that what goes around comes around doesn't happen to me. What? About 10 years ago, I was in a bookstore, and it was me, and there was a really disgusting guy. And it was like four booths in a row with glory holes in between each booth, okay? Yeah. So you could be at the end and you could look all the way through all the glory holes all the way to the one on the end, okay?
Yeah.
I was in there. This guy comes in. He keeps putting his nasty dick, rock hard little nasty thing. He's sticking it through the hole, and I moved over like musical chairs to the next booth down. He follows me. I go to the next one. He follows me. Then I thump his dick with my finger really hard, like, get that thing out of here. I don't want it. And I went all the way down to the other, and he sticks it in again. I'm smoking a cigarette, and I'm getting really pissed. And this is honest to God truth. I take a big drag on my cigarette till the cherry's nice and big and red. I grabbed his dick and crammed my cigarette end into his pee hole.
Would you say you're a sociopath?
No, I would say that was back when I had borderline personality disorder before I got on some good medication. It's not my fault.
Somebody who will remain anonymous just made a good point to me.
What goes
around comes around. Hope it doesn't happen to me, son. This is coming from someone with AIDS. What else could happen to you?
Well, he could get a cigarette in his penis.
Oh, my God. He flew back. He jumped back, and his back hit the back of the booth. He fell down at the floor of the booth. Then he popped up.
came out and starts banging on my door and kicking on the door to get into whoop my ass, and the manager saw him and threw him out.
Did you get the swine flu yet or what?
I don't. Pardon me?
Did you get the swine flu yet or not?
No, I've not had the cold in like 3 years.
I don't have AIDS.
I'm HIV positive, but I'm undetectable.
Oh, yes, the third AIDS is, yes.
And my face is not as caved in as it was. I want to Skype in so you can see that I'm almost pretty again.
Do you know what somebody told me today? Cheryl, you'll love this. Somebody told me, he said, Madge, if I didn't know you, if I saw you as a stranger, I would think you have the AIDS. He said, because you kind of have...
Said that about Cheryl?
About me. He said, because you kind of have parenthesis face.
What?
Oh, well, you don't have very good skin to begin with.
Thank you.
Madge, your skin, it's not like you have...
Listen, stop it. You're pushing it already.
Okay.
You want to get banned for another year?
Say, it's like a sand bomb blew up in your face. Like there was a bomb with little granules of sand, and it went off in your face. Just like that. Just kind of a rough touch to
well,
that.
Well, you know what they say, where there's sand, there's Jews.
What?
It's the same.
Yeah, they wandered in the wilderness.
Yeah, that's
for 40
really
years.
Interesting.
So you're judging skin when you have warts, AIDS, and parenthesis face?
Not to mention ugly.
Okay, number one, I don't have warts. Number two, my parenthesis face is much better now. I grew a gill goatee, and I'm actually getting more trade
that
than ever.
That doesn't help me. It's no.
It distracts from the sunken in part. It really does.
What?
Having a goatee, it's kind of like when you look at the face, you focus on the goatee and you don't notice that there's a little bit of sunkenness.
Do you think that's why Faf has a goatee? Cheryl, do you think...
You know, Cheryl, every time you say the word AIDS, it's like, I don't have AIDS.
Agatha giddiness, it can cause someone to die.
Every time you say AIDS, it's like you don't have AIDS? That makes no sense.
I don't have AIDS. I have HIV.
Oh.
I've never had AIDS.
No, it's, you know what the fucking difference is. Who cares?
Does it really matter? I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, baby, it bothers me that you call me the AIDS queen and all those things.
It's offensive.
Are you the HIV queen?
I've never been in the teens.
It's offensive. What were you saying about Hitler earlier? I'm sorry.
This is my song, Thank You, Hitler, to where, you know, I hope you can... Leave a couple of Jews so we can
let some away from AIDS.
Well, put him in the gorilla cage.
It's a good thing you're a fan.
Tick tock.
Cheryl wants me off, and I know when she wants me off, she'll talk over me, so I'm going to let you guys go.
Will you fall into the ground when you do get the AIDS, and then I can officially call you the AIDS queen?
Of course he'll call, and he calls in five times a day.
Maybe just for you. Maybe just for you, I'll stop taking my meds, okay?
Oh, you're so sweet.
Just for you, Cheryl.
You're so sweet.
So you've got, you know, something to live for. I'll die so you can have a life.
His name is Nick Stahl, and you should both really, really kill yourselves. I mean, like, really do it.
Isn't Nick Stahl the one that he was saving money to get his tummy tuck, even though he was homeless?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Hagatha, somebody's
you
asking.
Could create parades together. Yes.
What happened? Have you been arrested? Tell us some jail stories. Do you have any jail stories?
Just when I was 20 years old, and I was downstate in Marion, and I was thrown in jail because I stole a diamond ring from some trick's house. And I was drunk off my ass, it was pouring rain, and I went to the jewelry, to the pawn shop, and gave them two or three different names, and then an off-duty police officer took me to jail. I was in jail for 45 days, and there was a really cute little guy there that we were in the same, you know, I fooled around with him, he had beautiful feet, and then this other guy who had stinky dick.
Was he 2 years old?
No, I was like 20 and he was like 17 at the time.
Oh, wonderful.
17's the age of consent in Illinois.
Now, well,
that's just so convenient. He happened to be 17 through the story. That's the age of consent.
Were you still ugly then?
Am I still ugly?
No, I said, were you ugly then? I guess that's
no, I was cute when I was younger, man. I've got pictures, I've got headshots from when I was 22, man. I looked really good back then.
Dave's HIV themed porn shop jail story. Chapter 1, the infection.
We also have a question from strip club DJ. He asks, do you want to kill yourself because you got HIV?
No.
No, I'm sorry. I think it was a request.
No, let me be honest with you on that subject. I always thought, because I lived in an age, Cheryl, you're too young. You didn't live in an age when your friends were dying left and right of
she
AIDS.
She doesn't have
they
friends.
Did in the 80s, okay?
Yeah, I don't have friends. We just die of the poop and the pain and getting poisoned from it.
That's the worst you have to deal with.
Well, Cheryl had cancer, and her cancer had cancer, so I think she knows a few things about life-threatening illnesses. She had cancer.
Not just AIDS cancer.
How many people do you know that have cancer on their
cancer? My mom's got cancer. My mom's got a lump in her lung, and we don't know if it's going to be any good till January.
Is she a smoker?
She was a smoker her whole life.
There you go. Good Christ. I saw
Madge, let me say something serious about the HIV thing. I always thought if I came down positive, if I went in the office and they said, you've got it, I always thought, you know what? I would just kill myself. I thought, I'm just going to kill myself if I come down with it. Then when the doctor told me that.
Patient zero.
You think, let me rethink that. I don't think I really want to die. And you deal with it and you move on. But
did you give AIDS to Africa? Somebody wants to know.
I don't know how all those. I want to know how it's getting transferred from women to men in Africa.
Well,
I don't understand.
There's a few reasons. One of them is because they have a high percentage of being uncircumcised, which makes it more likely. Secondly, they have a lot of venereal diseases like syphilis when they don't get treated, which makes a lot of open sores. So that makes it more likely.
The 80s send out the gay herd. Oh, my.
That's not nice, Timothy.
No, it's very offensive.
Cheryl, let me say something else to make you
the
hate me.
I wish one turn behind.
They call it the AIDSies.
Okay.
I wish there was a big ship stuffed to the rafters with AIDS medication on its way to Africa, and I'm so evil I want to sink the ship.
Why?
So everybody can die just like me. I don't want anybody to live.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Cheryl, do you still work at Fashion Bug?
I do. I work at Warts and Smells Runner Kamara as well. Hey, I work for the bus
company. Family Dollar? Do you work at Family Dollar?
I work for the bus company. You know those cameras that they got in the bus? I watch the cameras.
What did you say about your vagina?
I work for the bus company, and I get to watch the security cameras and watch all the special people on the bus. It's real hard to see them at night sometimes. BPA.
Did you hear about that camera? There's a camera that people are complaining because it doesn't notice black people.
What?
It's an HP camera. No, there was a news story about it, seriously.
Yes, it's old news, Mary. It's a bunch of crap.
Cheryl, I actually did poop in my panty once. When I was in high school, I was in choir class. I was class queer. Everybody hated me. I was constantly shit on. It was like that movie, Welcome to the Dollhouse, where that little girl gets crapped on at school, and then she goes home and her whole family shits on her. It's the funniest movie I ever saw. But listen, I was in choir class, and I had this one girl I used to always nag. She'd say, got any gum? Got any gum? So anyway, one day she goes, here, just take the whole pack. And I noticed everybody's laughing, and I don't know why. Turns out she gave me Phenamint diarrhea gum, laxative gum. And I went to church that night, and I was sitting in church, and I thought I could hold it till the end of the service, and I crapped in my pants in church.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a loss?
No.
Oh. Well, did you eat your own poopy?
No.
When was the first time you ate your own poop, eh?
Good question.
I've tasted my own, okay?
When
we went through
first?
This whole thing, I don't eat turds. I just like a touch of fudge, okay?
No.
All right. My friend is sitting here, and
your
he knows that.
Yes, he
he's
knows.
He's listening to this whole thing. He's laying right here next to me listening to all
this. Oh, that's so sweet. Your friend. Oh, that's so sweet. It's like
you
molested.
You
molested.
You got one? Is it bothering you that I'm doing
that? I love that. You said your mom has lung cancer and you're like, you want a cigarette? It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I tell you, the nicotine and caffeine and the sex is the only thing holding this girl together.
Please don't use the N-word on the new year. I don't appreciate it.
I didn't say the N-word.
You just did. You said N-word Dean.
No, I did not.
You said N-word Dean.
What?
No, but my thank you Hitler song is I'm going to do a thank you Hitler rap. I'm going to do a rap, and I with my music program, I'm going to put it to a beat.
Program.
I live right by all these synagogues. I've been wanting to go and spray paint thank you Hitler on the synagogue. I really don't like you.
Cheryl, what was that thing that
was? Thank you, patient zero.
What was that thing Tim was talking about? Schindler's Revenge or something? What was it? It was a scat movie that Hitler's going to star in. That,
Nigger Toilet?
Nigger Toilet 2, Schindler's Revenge. Was that it?
I think
there's one called Nigger Toilet?
Yes.
No, I don't like black shit. I've had black guys.
What do you mean you don't? What? What's the goddamn difference?
Race is scat queen.
God, can you believe that? Oh, I only eat white people's shit. You've got to be fucking kidding me. That's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
When I was home at Christmas, I was in the 7-Eleven. No, the Hucks. They have Hucks down there. And I turn around, and there was this guy I used to pal around with when I lived down there 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I said, Terry... And he said, Gobbles, because I went by the name Gobbles down there. And it was the same thing down there. All those people down there hated me. They all said I ate shit, molested children, drank piss. It was the same thing.
I don't know why they'd think that, Gobbles.
Well, I've got this thing. I can size a person up. If I can tell that they're an asshole, that I have nothing that I want to do with them, I push them away with saying something really abrasive. So back then, I was on this kick. If I met somebody, I would say, got any kitty porn? And so they all were saying that I was into kitty porn.
You've grown so much.
Of,
you've changed so much since then.
You know, I've been the same since I was 16, girl.
Somebody's calling in. Wait. Oh, God, please don't show me that fucking movie. Somebody just sent me a picture from N-word Toilet.
Put your headphones on.
N-word Toilet.
N-word Toilet. Put your headphones on. Ooh, I love that photo.
I got my headphones on.
Hi, strip club DJ.
Hey.
Okay.
Say hi to Hagatha Dates because Hagatha has to go now. Because we have a new caller.
Wait, let me say one more thing real quick before I get off the air.
Yeah.
Are you on the
air? It's another bad karma story.
Okay, go ahead.
About when I babysitted a 12-year-old, but no sex was involved. You want to hear it? I left this message on your machine one. Okay, a friend of the family wanted me to babysit. His mom and my mom went out for Girls Night Out to a movie. This was like in the middle 70s when they had all these movies about
kids. They had no idea that you would ruin their child's life forever by raping them.
Well, what happened is they had all of these movies about weird things about aliens, about the Ark of the Covenant, about and they had one on Bigfoot. So anyway, me and this kid went to go see it, even though it wasn't age appropriate for him.
Hmm. Oh, that's
there's this scene where Bigfoot jumps through the living room window and like eats all the people, right? So we saw the movie and he was just terrified, and we're back at the house and we're in the family room. And I go, Jonathan, I'm going to go to the bathroom now. Now, don't look over there at that window, So then I ran out the front door. I ran around to the house, out to that window, and I had this stick, and I just tapped it 2 or 3 times on the thing. And then when I figured he was looking up there, I jumped up and went, bam, 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 and pounded on the window. And then I hopped up again and saw his face.
And he saw your face. He screamed.
his eyes were as big around as half dollars, and he was literally hysterical, screaming. I've never heard anybody carry on like that. Could not shut him up. He cried for a solid hour till his mom got home, and I got in so much trouble.
Was that before or after you raped him, and did he pee and poop himself, and did you eat it?
And
I didn't do anything with him sexually.
That stick, was that the same ugly stick your mother beat you with?
Ugly stick.
When did you eat his feces?
I didn't.
And
actually, I had more of a moral compass when I was younger than I do now.
Compass?
I had more of a moral compass.
Compass.
Are you sure that you haven't put a magnet by that compass?
A moral toilet.
I think there's a magnet stuck on there.
I want to get a turkey baster full of maggots and cram it up your prolapse, Cheryl, and squeeze it all up in there. They want you wiggle to death.
I like that. I've done that many times.
Well, listen.
I've seen the video.
Have a good New Year.
Right. I hope you.
I'm gonna do my "Thank You Hitler" song. I wanna make it really, really, really good.
All right, but then hang up the phone.
All right, no, I'm not gonna do it. For future reference, maybe in a month or two you'll put me on again, and I can do my "Thank You Hitler" song.
Next time Cheryl makes me angry, I'll put you on.
Okay, bye, Cheryl.
Bye.
See ya.
How ironic. We're talking about insurance and all this, and then you put on the AIDS queen. I'm sorry, not the AIDS queen, HIV queen.
It's my it's our higher powers intervening.
Okay.
What's that mean, HIV, AIDS? What's the difference?
It's a clinical difference. HIV means you are infected with the HIV virus. Everybody with HIV or AIDS is HIV positive. AIDS is a subset of that. AIDS is like when it gets real serious and there's like, it's like a clinic, it's some medical people decided like it's certain, like your T cells have to be below a certain amount. You have to have a certain number of disorders and shit like that.
It's the number of white blood cells left in your blood.
Yeah, that's one factor, but that's not all there is to it.
Okay. The AIDS.
I liked Hagatha. She was good.
Yeah. Now, honey, you said you had some jail stories. Did you have some sex in the jail?
Oh, yeah.
Details.
There's a game they play. They take a cum-fold napkin, and they try to shove it up someone's ass, and some other inmate's supposed to eat it out. And when they eat it out, they're accepted in the gang.
Did they put jelly or...
It's an Aryan gang.
Jelly?
No, they come in a tissue, shove it up some dude's ass, and some other dude's got to eat it out.
So you did this in jail? You ate out someone's ass?
Dude, when you're in jail, you got to do what you got
to
do.
What's the story in jail? Because I've talked to a lot of people who have been in jail, and they never talk about what really happens. What really happens? Seriously.
Wait a minute. Go back to the beginning. Why were you in jail, Nate?
I've never been in jail. I've heard people tell me this.
Right. We caught
you. I run fast, man. You ain't catching me.
You're so black.
I'm black. I run fast. I jump high.
So, Cheryl, did you hear
about... when you're fat black. Now what, man?
Did you read the Huffington Post article that was talking about how these new body scanners they want to put everywhere, they can't see through fat folds?
Excuse me? They can't, the airport?
Yeah,
port?
They can't see through obese people's
folds.
Oh, that
is the greatest point, man.
My mother's calling. Doing a grum.
Put her on. She'll probably be more interesting than you.
Oh, snap.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye, mommy. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
We haven't even talked about donations. Hello. Need money. Okay. It's a new year.
So if they had a panty bomber, now they're going to have a fat fold bomber.
That's the thing. All terrorists are going to be obese people from now on. And then they're not going
to
let fat
be
people
American.
On the plane. No fatties on the plane.
Can't afford
we haven't gotten any donations during the show.
Madge, you posted something on Twitter. You said before that we're all shackled and blindfolded.
Yes, that's
on
correct.
On planes, that's probably what it's going to be.
And that's fine because we got to keep us safe, Nades. Mm-hmm.
safe from what? You?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, I don't molest children like certain people were hanging out in Waffle House house.
Kagatha gets nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Hagatha gets none.
See what he got? All she gets AIDS and all that other things she got messy down there.
She gets money from that dead person, so she's fine.
Ugh. I got AIDS and then all I got was this lousy condo.
Yeah.
Lousy condo?
I'm glad, though, she was on because I've had this album art with her for for months now that I can finally use where she's vomiting on you or something.
Oh, now I do have a new comic to share. Shower hour. Are you ready, Nate?
Oh, yeah.
It's very nice. It's from Horissa. It's very nice.
Horissa. I like her.
But the problem is she doesn't make me fat enough. Very nice, though. I like that a lot. Tame K. Roll those shoulders.
Canned ham.
Who's the...
Yeah. Who's the blackie? Do you know who that is, Nate? That might be Michelle.
But I'm too skinny. I really need to be fat. That's just not right. Harissa, I love the picture, but you need to make me more obese.
I look wonderful.
I mean, it's nice. You probably think I want to, like, look skinny. I don't. I'm a lesbian.
What about the parenthesis face?
That is accurate, unfortunately. Okay.
Mads, you are skinny.
I am not. I'm fat.
No, you're not fat. You ain't skinny, but you ain't fat.
You just said I'm skinny, and now you said I'm... Now I... And then you just said I'm not.
Yeah, but I'm an idiot.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fat.
I know.
You want to see fat.
I ain't fat. I'm skinhead.
Picks and vid, please.
Nice girls don't talk about how much they weigh, Harissa. I'm obese. I weigh about 250.
250? No, you're not. You're about 175.
Shut the fuck up. I told you. Listen, for purposes of illustration, I'm talking about.
Oh, right.
And half that is titty. I got big titties.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Tickle my tits.
Human dog, have you been watching his new show? It's a little too long. It's a little too long for the American attention span, but it's quite nice.
Attention span's like 5 seconds.
Yeah. Wow, I really enjoy hearing you type.
Sorry, I had to post my comic on the Facebook.
No, you don't need to edit it and make me fatter. I'm just saying next time. I like the comic the way it is, but I'm just saying next time, please make my obesity more accurate.
Real shoulders. Okay, all right.
I was over at Chris's house today. We had Becky's with him for New Year's. And
how's she?
She's good, but, oh, God, I can't call her because she's at some fucking thing again. Oh, she's at the Uncommon Ground.
She can fist it again.
She's terrified. Terrified.
She can fist
it. Hey, Matt.
What?
I asked before, if you became talent at the Coco Dome, would you get insurance?
No.
They don't have insurance? Come on.
They don't have insurance? Don't they have to, be tested and all that shit?
Listen, Nate.
Yeah.
Do you really think that a bunch of... I'm not going to go there, but the point is this. The pornography industry is very above board, as they say. I'm sure. But that's all I'm going to say. All right. Okay.
Cheryl.
They're not corrupt.
Cheryl,
yes. What?
They actually require actual proof of HIV testing in order to do bareback porn.
Right.
I'm serious.
Now, is this proof? Does they have the seal of Steamworks on it?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Madge.
What?
You were talking to them lawyers before.
And no, they don't have insurance because they don't have. They're not employees.
I've heard somewhere, I heard some other show that you can't copyright porn, so all these sites that show porn,
that's
it's legal,
true.
Basically.
No, that's absolutely
you can
not
copyright
true.
Porn.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, we have lawyers that spend all day writing cease and desist notices.
Obviously, Nate. Come on.
Who told you that, some moron?
I heard on some shows that some people called in with high names and said that you can't copyright porn.
What are you talking about? Why would you not be able to do that?
That's why they got all these porn sites, like YouPorn and all that stuff. There's nothing they can
hello,
do.
Hello, shit gets taken down all the time, Mary.
Ah, all right. I'm just asking.
Have you, I mean, come
why
on.
Are there so many sites? Why is there all
because
these sites?
Because they can't police all that shit all the time, Nate.
What the fuck okay. are you talking about? You're fucking nuts.
When somebody posts, like, a cocoa porn on, like, XTube, and Dorm Dad goes and sees it and says, take my porn down. And they say, okay, all right. Right?
I don't know. From what I heard, you can't do that with porn, because it's,
Well, it's wrong.
What?
Who told you this? Was this on the Alex Jones show? I want to talk about this for a second. Alex Jones is fucking and is such an idiot. I am so sick of this fucking Alex Jones. He is a what's the word? Well, he's fat. What's the word for when you're nuts?
Fat.
Cuckoo.
No, he's I would say touched.
Okay.
I've said for a long time, like, I can't stand his conspiracy theories, and he was all about...
He makes great clips, though, for the Distorted View program.
He was all about 9/11's a conspiracy. All of a sudden, Obama gets elected, and all of a sudden, nobody talks about the 9/11 conspiracy. Now, he agrees that global warming is a global conspiracy. And he's got all these nut jobs, like ranting and raving. And I watched the videos today. And you should see these videos because they have, like, he's in front of a wetboard. And on the wetboard, it's like, it makes him look, because he wants to look like he's a scientist. So it has notes, and they're just total rantings from a psych ward. It says, like, 1984, year of the beast. You know, it's just, he's just, he's nuts. And I'm just so glad he decided that global warming is a conspiracy, because now
he's
nuts. I bet
the rectum likes him a lot.
Who? Oh, rectum is fucking idiot. She fucking works my last nerves. God, is she
what about that show?
Why?
That Ventura show. That what's that conspiracy theory by that governor of Minnesota?
I don't know.
He's a big 911 anti.
Ventura is. I didn't know that.
He's got a show, and it's all against. It's not all against 911, but he does.
Who doesn't have a show? I have a show.
You know, I fucked myself with a Twin Towers dildo yesterday, and I said I ain't never gonna forget, and then it ripped me in half.
I go watch the moon.
I wish it blew up while it was in your pussy.
It did, Nate. It's got this little button, and you press it, and the vibration gets this powerful. Well, you hook it up to a car or a battery. Oh, Nate. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got a roll in shoulders. Yes, why are you doing that? Eat that chicken.
Eat that chicken carcass.
I'm not happy with my size, but I'm comfortable with it.
Bye. What,
man? I guess.
Excuse me. I am morbidly obese. Your daddy is morbidly obese.
Okay.
Hey, man, where's Frosty?
You just have the inside of my Latoya.
It's really cold, and he's in his little bed right now.
I've been watching this video, 2 hours? I've never seen Frosty, like, except for, like, one run-by.
He's been sleeping.
You can't afford heat now, too?
Yes, I can afford heat.
Okay. Just checking. Nades. We're getting worried about it. We're getting to the point again where you're getting mad. So maybe it's time to end the Grom.
No, it's time to get money, and then we can...
Send us money.
It's a quiet time. Time to have a quiet time out. Time out.
Should I say a prayer?
No, you should ask people to give us money.
Please, Lord Jesus, let us pray for the Distorted and Yeast
Radio. For the Distorted
Radio.
View. Wrong show. God damn it.
I was looking at it. He pulled it back
to Graham.
Shut up.
How's that mean? It's horrible, Graham. 15% of all donations are going to Agatha Nate's.
Listen, it's a new year, so you're deduction will now be not tax deductible in 2010. Make your first donation to me and Cheryl if you really insist. Otherwise, it's me. Where is our money? Refresh, 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 refresh.
Moon.
This is fun.
The moon.
Cheryl, play your Negris clips to really torture people until we get money.
I think they're pretty good. I worked a long time to find the good clips.
Well, play them.
Hey, Cheryl, I like that new guy you had on the big flat black guy. How'd you find that video, Cheryl?
You mean the one that looks like a certain...
You posted on Twitter like about a couple hours ago. It's a big, fat black guy.
Like the young guy where he's got like a twin brother and they're both enormous and one wears a wig? That?
Cheryl posted one. It had like 14 views. I want to know how she got it that fast.
I think it might have been one that Timmy gave.
Was it a repost?
No, I think that Tim gave it to me.
There's a fatty underground and it's kind of like illegal.
Tim knows about all the good fatties.
People are on it that fast. I search my stuff on YouTube like by upload date. So the newest stuff.
Timmy, how do you find these good fatties when they have one view?
Seriously, that
you
was really dull.
Okay.
Edith, then I'll never do a 1,000th show. I need $500. Oh, who cares? I'm tired of fucking begging. Whatever.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Good compelling content. Yes. Excuse me.
PM you. I'll PM. I'm PMing Harissa. How do I do this? Talk to strip club DJ Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. What's up, girl? What's up with that moon?
Well, my prolapse hurts, and it smells as always because the scrum is very special. Now, have you seen Whiskers Royal lately?
Oh, my
and
God.
And where are
yes.
all these videos you're supposed to be taking with your new
I
phone?
I don't like the fucking iPhone video shit. You got to push this little button on the screen. It's bullshit.
Are you talking about videos or stills?
Yeah, both.
No, but you can. There's apps.
I am so used to not pointing and shooting. I'm used to.
Listen, will you listen to me? God damn it! You need to download an application called Snapchat.
And you can say a word like cheese, and it'll start taking pictures of video. I've looked that up.
So what's the fucking problem then?
No, well, yeah,
Matt does it real good.
I don't know about this cheese.
I know what she does.
Will you listen to me? It has nothing to do with saying cheese. It's just like you press anywhere on the screen and it takes a picture, so you don't have to fucking look.
I think you should be able to push like on the corner of
You can. You can push anywhere on the screen.
Man, I've had a couple of chances.
Are you retarded?
Yeah.
Why do you not understand what I'm saying?
I got a helmet and a bib.
And a boyfriend named Hagather Danes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a head injury? Do you have a fork sticking out of your neck?
No, I do actually.
So get this fucking grum that Manch is talking about and figure it out and some videos of these retorts, these blyocks, and all of that.
There's another one that Thanos Thamarticus told me about, and it's called, it's supposed to be good. It's called Gorilla Cam. Gorilla Cam.
Wow, racist.
Yeah.
Well, that's all. I mean, it's still not great quality, though. It's not what? What is it? 320 by 480, whatever?
I'm a lesbian.
Video.
No, it's better than that.
Is it? 640 by 480?
The problem with the iPhone, it's not the quality. It's the fact that it is a teeny, 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 tiny lens, so you need a shitload of light to get a decent picture out of it.
Exactly, yeah.
That will work on the BPH nades. Know what I'm saying?
No, that, you know,
yeah, but
it's perfect for the BPH. But I'm talking about, like, when Whiskers, like, she's across the street. I can't get that close to her sometimes.
Whiskers.
Cheryl. Cheryl knows who Whiskers is.
My sister used to have a hamster named Whiskers.
Listen, this is a very special woman, and she looks like me, and she has hair on her face.
Hey, you know what I want to know? I want to know about the Lady Gaga concert that J-Maids went to and if she poopied.
It's too late because they went to sleep because the show was so shitty. But I did hear...
Jamie
Shares
from Atlanta?
Yes, but I heard that she did poop her panty a few times, and he was close enough that he got a little bit of poop in his hair. He hasn't washed it still. He likes her a lot. I don't understand it.
Hey, Madge, I liked your two videos. Not videos, but pictures of the fat AIDS.
Of what?
You, you posted something either on Twitter or Facebook, and it was some fat people.
Yeah.
Big boots.
Oh, was that a picture you took? Pauline Enos, that's my favorite.
Was that a picture you took?
This video, Pauline trying to get in the car.
Why is there a family filter for this?
Please register.
This is explicit content?
Log in.
That's too much work. I mean,
it's a real good video, but I ain't logging in.
I am not either. It's too much work.
It's real good, though. She's failed. Times a thousand failed. Pauline. Anyways, have we gotten money so we can go? I'm tired.
I heard that.
I forwarded.
Not good.
Might have forwarded. Start from all the baby I had.
I love whiskers.
Baby.
Cheryl, are you a gerbil?
Gerbil? Why don't be gerbil? Let's do a, while we're waiting for some money, which will never come, why don't we do one of those fill-in-the-blank thingies?
Oh, a Mad Lib? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mad Libs.
Whiskers has social workers. I've seen her with them.
What's her name?
Scares me, man. They'd be looking at me.
Because they know you're taking photos of her.
I think.
Okay, what subject? Vacations? Driving in the car?
Congress.
How to enjoy yourself at the beach? Vacations? Letter to a friend back home?
That's a good one.
Letter to a friend back home. Okay. I need a person in the room.
Again?
Yeah?
Cheryl Lee?
Okay, adjective.
Rock belly?
Adjective.
And prolapse.
Oh, fuck, hold on. I lost that fucking thing again. What the fuck? You're almost back. That's when you know the show's too long, is when the Skype thing changed. Okay, what was prolapsed was the adjective? Prolapsed.
It's original.
Type of place, a place.
Nah.
Your vagina? No.
No,
Ass Coont. Cancer ward? Camp.
Man.
Camp.
Camp.
Dull bread.
Camp.
Adjective.
Dull.
That's right. Number. What?
Excuse me?
What was the number?
Number?
I need a number.
I ain't giving you my number.
25.
Okay.
Type of food?
Fiber.
Fiber
1 muffins.
Fiber 1 muffins. Plural noun.
Plural
noun. That's not plural.
No.
And what? Panty poopers?
Panty bombers.
Panty poopers.
Panty bombers.
Hey, Madge, I'm drunk.
Can't tell.
I drink like once or twice a year.
Adjective.
Why are you drinking now?
Because I got a bad hangover from New Year's, and so
that makes a lot of sense.
Adjective,
I'm retarded.
Patch blue ribbon.
Clancy.
Milwaukee.
This weekend is too long. Verb ending in ing.
Fucking.
Okay.
Collapsing.
Plural noun. Gerald.
Annie's.
This is like
Gerald.
Most pathetic. Language.
Swahili.
What? A language.
Swahili. That's good.
How come nobody commented on the fact that I edited out about half of the show last week?
Because no one's listened to it.
Did you listen to any of my shows this week?
Listen. No.
Why not?
I haven't listened to anyone's grum because, well...
Don't give me that anyone's grum. That's the same excuse I use.
Listen, the point is this, man.
Body part.
I left my apartment probably about two or three times in the last week.
Body part.
Carol, you need to get out more.
Cleops. And so because I didn't leave, I didn't have to listen to my iPod.
Okay, fine.
I also may or may not have been exercising.
Fine, so fine. Shut up. Adjective.
Adjective. Boring.
Adjective again.
Six below zero. Ooh.
Gerald, adjective and not one about how this show is.
Okay. Riveting.
Can it not be about this show in sarcastic either? Can it be about vaginas or something?
Okay,
Gaping.
Okay.
Gape. Froze.
Type of food, plural.
Type of food?
Plural.
Soul. Soul's food.
E. coli.
You mean soul like fish or soul like S-O-U-L?
No, like anything, you know? Like they seek it in fish.
S-O-U-L-S?
Well, right. I don't think you can.
Type a silly word. I already did it. Silly word.
Oh, woo.
Clown.
Wow.
That is not a silly word.
Wow. L-O-L.
I'm not putting that in. I'm very okay. upset about that video.
Okay. Biatch?
Stinking bee?
That's too many words.
Layup.
N-word toe.
That's a good one. American dream. That's a funny
one. Do you know what N-word toes are?
No.
It's a type
diabetes
of...
Diabetes food?
No. You seriously don't know what N-word toes are?
Dark?
No, they're like Brazilian nuts. That when I went to school in a very well, I went to a particular degree where it was in a very racist place, and we would get these big, you know, nuts where you get these mixed nuts, and they always have these giant Brazil nuts that nobody wants to eat. They called them N-word toes. And we had
you like them South American nuts.
We had a resident assistant who was black, and this one person took all the N-word toes out of the nut container and put it on his in the front of his door. Verb ending in ing.
Again, let's see.
Verbing.
Cooning.
Is that a word, cooning?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when you know what Mrs. Miller does.
Kool-Aid?
That's crooning.
Sitting on the toilet.
Okay, we're ready. You ready for the story?
Sitting on the toilet, yes.
Wait, I want to see if anybody's still listening. You know, the funny thing is, as each of our shows gets worse, we've been getting bigger audiences, steadily bigger audiences.
Chimping out.
Oh, Timmy says his dad calls him N-word toes.
Are you chimping out, Mary? Are you chimping out?
Between his hats.
That's not nice.
Awful.
Okay, dear Cheryl. Well,
I was just in Cleveland. What a scumbag.
My visitor on the couch is from Cleveland.
It's not as bad as Detroit, but it's got a lot of abandoned places.
Can you shut up so I can read the goddamn Mad Lib?
Okay, I'm sorry, madam.
Dear, you're not forgiven. Dear Cheryl, well, here we are at the prolapsed Seaside Hotel in the camp.
Okay.
The weather is dull and the atmosphere is 25 degrees. Our hotel room looks out onto a garden filled with Fiber One muffin trees and the tropical panty bombers. The natives are all retarded and spend their time fucking and riding their emmys through the streets.
Okay.
Most of them only speak Swahili, but I can communicate them. But I can communicate by making signs with my chleops. The local food is really boring. Mostly they eat gaping burritos and refried soles. Our hotel only costs 100 N-word toes a day.
Okay. That's good.
We are going to spend the week cooning and then come home. Wish you were here.
Cooning. So now since you're drunk, N-word, are you going to show... Are you going to... Oh, damn it. I thought maybe... I thought maybe you would show your chleops, because that's what happens when men get drunk, then they show us their chleops.
Can you take some Ativan with
you? Then we might get some money.
Do you have any barbiturates, too, that might go with them? Some Xanax?
No, I just got some PBR.
You going to show us something?
How?
Co-house.
Yeah, Cleveland is fucked. Distorted
you can co-house on the drum, and then we can see you.
As Jerry Blank would say, co-house.
Detroit is worse. Cleveland is like...
Cameroon.
Oh, Human Dog, are you there?
I'm trying to divert.
Human Dog, Max, can I talk for a second? It's my Christ fucking... Human Dog, I'm talking to you. Max Kaiser has a new show on BBC Five. And he posted it on his feed today. And in it, they talked about Detroit. They had all these economists. And at the end of the show, I hope you're listening because I haven't seen you say, yes, Madge, I'm listening to you. I'm paying attention. I'm not playing with my sister's vagina who does a blog with me. He's not there listening. I'll tell it anyway. So at the end of the show, Max says, so would any of you invest in real estate in the United States? And the first one says, nope. The second one says, nope. And the third one says, well, I might buy a place in Cleveland for the price of a watermelon. And turn it over. And they didn't say watermelon, I embellished, but it was something.
Cleveland's a nice city. It's
no, I bad, not Cleveland, Detroit. Did I say Cleveland?
Detroit is bad, man.
Detroit is what I
meant. And they said watermelon with Detroit?
No, I made that part up because it was more interesting.
My old lady's working as a traveling nurse in Detroit, and I go visit her. Oh, my God, it's a mess.
Well, that's where the human dog lives.
Yeah, he lives up. Where is he? Human dog, where do you live? Out in Livonia?
He's been doing a special secret project.
You live in Livonia? Oh, you're way out there by that fancy mall, man.
Hey.
The city is a fucking mess, man. It's depressing.
Chris, can we talk to your sister? Does she listen to this program with you? Sarah, can we talk to your sister, please? You'd like Chris's sister, Cheryl.
Listen, I want to see some dick. Going.
Well, she doesn't.
My dick, Cheryl?
Excuse me?
Want to see my dick, Cheryl?
Yes.
I guess his sister doesn't like the show. I'm sad. That makes me sad.
We don't get to see no titty or no dick. What's the point of this scrum?
My dick's smaller. I put on about 5 pounds this holidays.
Oh, God, that makes your dick smaller. Uh-oh.
Yeah, man. You gotta be skin aids to get the big dick.
Listen, let's see the thing anyway. We're really hurting. Wait. Will you do us something, a favor, and we'll say if we get a donation right now, will you, of $50 or more, will you show us your dick?
What if I donate the 50?
Then you don't have to send it. Oh, my God, we just got 2 donations. You have to show your
dick. No, wait. Man, shut the fuck up. Come on.
No, Detroit is not an urban myth, man. It's bad, dude. I've driven around in that city. I got lost one night. It was scary as shit.
Listen, you must agree orally.
Tumbleweed.
You got a donation from somebody named Poop P.
You must agree orally to this.
Dude, I got lost. Human dog. Thank you. I got lost by Hamtramck, man. And those old GM. Lost.
N?
It was so scary.
He said N, Cheryl.
Greektown Casino?
He said N-word track.
Yeah, Hamtramck.
Sure,
there's some old
Cheryl,
GM plants up there. I got lost.
Cheryl, he said N-word track.
Okay.
It's not nice.
Man, you're missing the point here.
What is the point?
Then I got lost in Detroit.
The point is you're supposed to get him to agree early to this sin.
Will you show us your goddamn dick or give us $50?
I got a big cock.
Show it to us, goddammit.
I got more angle than dangle.
Look, it doesn't matter how big it is. There's a fucking spectrum. You don't have to have a big dick. We just need to be able to see it so Cheryl can masturbate her lips to it later. Okay?
Do you prefer angle or dangle?
What do you think, Cheryl? Angle or dangle?
What does that even mean?
Do you want it hard pointing up or dangled looking lapsed?
I want it or.
I would rather see it soft and lapsed myself.
Okay. That's either way is fine with us.
You want to humiliate me by making it soft?
What kind of panties you be? Well, you asked the question how you can make it hard however you want. What kind of panties do you wear, made?
I wear, like, sports shorts.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know, like, mesh things, so my ass sweat.
Excuse me? What?
It absorbs.
What are you talking about, mesh? What does that mean?
I wear mesh shorts. They absorb my fucking ass juice.
What does that mean, mesh shorts? I don't understand it.
Just turn on the camera and then we can see.
I don't wear tiny whiteies. I wear, mesh things.
Man, turn the camera on for a while. Make it so she can turn her camera on while one.
Hold on.
I got a camera.
Well, let's see these shots.
Cheryl, relax.
I'm not afraid, man. I'm not some fat shit, man. I
just turned on the co-hosting. Request it, please. Request it.
Right. I don't even know if my cam's plugged in, but I think it is.
The cam. We'll plug it in.
Join as co-host. I'm clicking it.
Cheryl, do you have your lips out yet? Your flips?
Yes. My flips are in my left hand. In my right hand, I have the knitting needle.
I got one hand in the Vaseline, my other hand on my flips.
Yeah, I got my knitting needle out.
Knitting needle.
my flips are hard.
I was thinking, I forget. We're waiting.
So am I. I'm waiting. I pushed on this thing. This co-host.
Yeah, I'm waiting. You didn't do it right.
My webcam didn't come on, no?
Well, there should be a flash window that comes up.
Oh, yeah. Who am I supposed to hit? Let's see. Privacy. Fuck you, privacy. Go fuck yourself.
Cheryl, I bet he has a big dick because he's kind of dumb. Should be pretty big.
I'm so dumb, man. I'm so stupid.
Boom. Knitting needles. It's in between my clips right now.
Cheryl, put the needle down. You don't get to stick the knitting needle in until he shows us his penile.
Okay. All right.
Dude, you know I can't show my shit on this thing.
What?
I'm finna get arrested.
Wait, we just sat here and you got Cheryl all excited. She got her knitting tools out.
Moon.
Cheryl wants to see my shit. She can't.
Moon. Moon.
Moon, show that thing.
That's right. Turn it on. Tug your cam in. Good Christ.
My meat whistle?
Yes, send your goddamn dick. Send a still of it. Who cares?
Why do you want to see my dick?
Because I need the money, you idiot! God, you people are fucking dumb.
I
need
dumb.
Money, and if you show your penis, then I get fucking money. That's how it worked. God, I'm waking up my whole goddamn N-word hood because of you.
Your kinda hood.
Kandahar.
Kind of hard.
Yeah. Are you getting it hard? Is that what you're doing now? You working it up? Think about Cheryl's knitting needle. That'll do it.
I'm on these porn sites watching bizarre flicks.
Watching what?
Bizarre flicks.
Of what? Fat people
Anything
at Walmart.
Anything bizarre.
Does that get you a word?
Cheryl's just work the knitting
needle. I've been watching videos of girls snapping cucumbers.
You're an idiot. Start poking your lips with the knitting needles. Maybe that'll get him off. He'll get excited.
Knit them needles. Work them needles. Wear them out.
I don't hear any poking. I don't hear any metal on lip.
Come on. I ain't seen no images.
It should sound like a sushi restaurant when you play with your little
lips. I clicked the join as co-host, and my webcam never came on.
Look.
And Cheryl, you see my video. I'm not a cord hoarder.
Plug it in, Mary.
I got so many cords back there, I wouldn't even be able to
then
begin to figure out how to...
Take a still picture. And
you got an iPhone, Mary. That's what it's for.
God, she's
I
dumb.
Do.
So take a goddamn photo or video. Good Christ.
Did you
Come
look,
on.
Strip Club, did you look in your Skype chat window or not?
I'm on my iPod Touch, not my iPhone right now with the Skype.
Oh, so you don't see what I'm typing to you?
No, I'm in...
God, motherfucking bitch.
Oh, wait, I got chats. My Richard Blue.
Shut up. Don't read it out loud.
I know. I've listened to your show for 100 times. Sorry. I need the money. Just send a fake pic.
You asshole. Shut up.
You bitch. I don't want to see no fake pic, Mary.
I hate you. I officially hate you more than
Dude, I didn't try to make you hate me. I just read what I saw for a second.
I told you, don't read it out loud.
I really need to stretch before the wedding night. My fiancé said he's very small, quote, there. Or maybe he just thinks he is. Anyway, it's something I've assured him that he isn't of concern for me, that I have no one to compare him to. My question is, should I still stretch or dilate myself to prep for our wedding night? I can fit almost 3 fingers, no problem myself. And still being that he's not, quote, well endowed, I should be fine, right?
Quote, quote.
Sounds like the advice to stretch is not for you. I think you're going to have to wait and find out on your own. It's hard to tell if he's really small. If you can fit 3 fingers... then it's probably not going to be an issue. But if your fiancé is being modest and he turns out to be larger than 3 fingers, then you're unprepared. It's also hard to tell what he meant by size, girth, or length. Both could be potentially an issue. Girth
or length. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Some Christian marriage message board.
Oh, is it from Blair from The Facts of Life, that fucking cunt?
Yeah, you're mad at her.
She's a fucking cunt. Just gay people are defective, basically.
Well, they are. Hello? Have you listened to your own grum with that Agathard?
Well, that's true.
You snapped at her the last few grums, man.
I snapped at Cheryl because she's being a cunt.
You snap on her every goddamn grum.
I do not. I'm nice to her.
Right.
Well, you are, but you do snap on her, though.
You know why I hate Cheryl? You really want to know?
Because I'm better than you?
Because she's ugly, and I can't stand ugly, and God don't like ugly.
True.
I mean, I know that's maybe not right, but I really hate ugly people like Cheryl.
Lou Dobbs.
But I need them in my life so I can feel pretty. Because I have a terrible skin condition and parenthesis face, according to Hagathard AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Sand.
Sandpaper.
Sandpaper.
I mean, have you... You've seen her face, right? I mean, like, it's just disgusting. I don't know how she can have the nerve to say anything bad about my face. At least mine's intact.
Nice.
So Hagatha's not hot?
Excuse me?
Hagatha's not hot.
Are you really that dumb? Show us your penis.
I am really dumb.
Show us your winkle. Dumb people have big penises. Isn't that right, Cheryl?
Yes, please. I'm waiting.
I have a better idea. Why don't you go over to Cheryl's house right now, and she'll photograph your layup.
Okay.
I respect Cheryl's privacy. I'm not going to mention nothing.
Cheryl, can you have permission? Can you give him permission to come to your house?
Well, the thing is just they are.
I would give a big donation for...
You'll do anything not to show. So give the donation then. You don't have to worry about your penis.
I got money in rubber bands.
Rubber bands?
You got your dick in a rubber band, Mary.
Heroin?
No, I got money in rubber bands.
Good. What's your address?
530 West Main Street.
I love this picture of That fucking ugly bitch from Britain's Got Talent. She's so fucking ugly.
Susan Boyle?
Yeah, she's so fucking ugly.
She's got whiskers on her chin. I fucking zoomed in on that shit.
There's this picture. You've probably seen it, but Twinkle Boy posted it.
She's whiskers, too.
Twinkle Boy posted a long time ago. I just retweeted it.
My old lady's calling from Detroit.
Wait a second. I think John P's around because he just tweeted something stupid about basketball. He better fucking answer.
Yeah, thanks.
Basketball players got.
We have to ask him about his. He has a lapse that he hasn't been able to. He needs to. He's actual prolapse. From the doctor gave him a diagnosis. He won't answer now. Answer. This is fascinating. John.
Hi, John.
You motherfucking bitch. Cheryl, you need to cuss him out.
Record your message after the tone.
I like John P. He's a good caller.
Cuss him out.
Unlike me, he talks very well.
Shut up.
Delivery options. Press pound.
Listen, John P., you don't know nothing about basketball. Mexicans play soccer. Okay, you and Madge will love the illegals. We know that. Now, the point is just this. If you do this one more time where you don't answer, you are going down. We are going to expose the video of you and Oprah Gayle dancing. Thank you. Oprah Gayle dance. Dance.
Cheryl, this fucking picture you posted is oh, this is you? Did you see this?
What?
This fucking.
You're still on the phone with him. What's her name?
Oh, sorry. Bye. Please text me if you're around.
Oh, my God, Cheryl. One of the best videos. It was either you or Distorted View with that guy with the peg leg. He pulled it off.
Oh, that was so fun. I hope that Timmy makes another video and maybe includes the Golden Girls.
Audio, but, man, the video.
Golden Girls with the stumping. Yeah.
Is that the guy with the wheel that you're talking about?
There's
a video of some guy with a wheel. I haven't seen it, but I heard about it. Some guy that has a wheel.
This was really disturbing. I'm used to seeing a lot of shit, and this really fucked me up.
It was good.
It was a peg leg. He pulled off his artificial leg, and they're like in swings.
Yeah.
And he swinged his peg leg into the dude's ass. It was gaping.
A Craigslist guy that has no hands around here. He's this big fat black guy, and he says he has an 11-inch penis, and he wants to fuck people with his stumps. And he gets really like indignant about it. He's like, "If you have attitude, if you're going to judge me, then you best shut the fuck up."
Hey, have you ever heard of Backpage.com?
I couldn't believe what I saw.
What is it? .com?
Backpage.com. Police in the city I live in busted some, like, four prostitutes. They were advertising on this backpage.com. Dude, I went on that site. It's all like Craigslist, but they actually show videos. And
I'm there.
It's pornographic. Like escorts and whatever. They had this girl in this town, and I've seen her. I know her. Her name was Hurricane Head.
How do you know her? Oh, my God, look at these ads. They're fucked up as hell. They, like, have all these weird characters and stuff.
What is it called?
Backspace.
No, Backpage.
Backpage.com. But the ads all have these weird characters. It's the weirdest thing.
You can pick any city, like
Chicago,
wherever I live, wherever, you know, Chicago.
Right, Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Nasty Heart Caramel Honey does it all.
Dude, they're great ads. They are great ads.
Let's read Nasty Caramel Honey Does It All.
You never heard of them?
No.
That's
right, gentlemen. I'm ready to fill your wildest dreams. Ya, 404-368. What does that mean, 404?
The
top busted people in my town, man. They busted some people. It was in the paper.
Caramel Honey.
Or online.
Caramel Honey. Honey. Honey Caramel Honey.
Male escorts.
God, Chicago ought to be rocking, man.
Ew, they're like the weird. Gross. Oh, they're all.
They allow pornographic pictures or videos.
Cheryl, this is. This is.
This is maybe it. What, man?
It's black.
Stump on me. Yes.
Black?
Yeah, Destroyer, if you saw that video, that was the shit.
So
man.
Far, 100%. Oh, no, this one's white. Oh, my God, this is... Who would pay for this? Oh, Grody. Oh, my God, I have to put this in the channel room.
Fast page is shit, man.
This is fucking nasty. I can't believe somebody would pay for this thing. I wouldn't, like, let him pay me for it. It's not funny. It's gross. It's sad.
I laugh at gross.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Skagit?
You see that thing that I just posted? He's an escort, Cheryl.
Yeah, I live in a moderate-sized city, not like Chicago, and they still have a lot of stuff.
I can't believe this guy's a fucking escort. And he charges $180? Companion, $100 for half an hour?
He's a companion.
Pictures.
What the fuck? Why would any... I mean, Jesus Christ, I should be doing that.
Companion. Yes, you should be a companion. Companion.
Paper spray?
That's fucking nuts. I mean, does this person get money for this? Hey, cuties, SBM for females. N for M, 10-inch versatile tattooed jock.
What's with all these weird characters in Chicago?
It was so fucking ugly. Jock. Oh, so there's a guy in my gym who I heard was in porn, so I found a video of him getting fucked. He's a trainer.
Is he a what?
Yeah. It's actually Wanda Wisdom.
Fair Black.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Wanda Wisdom. Wizzy. Oh, my God, that is disgusting. That is the biggest fucking penis. And I've seen, like, a lot of huge black penises in the
world. I love these ads on Back's page. Black, man, they're great.
Black page?
I've been researching this for, like, the last week. Yeah. I haven't told nobody, though.
Anybody.
There's not enough scan on here, Nate.
Did you see the big...
No scat.
Look at what
the only one with any scat is some weird spam bitch who's in every city.
Look at this big penis, that thing.
But unlike Craigslist, they allow pictures. Like
Craigslist has pictures.
Yeah. You can show your cock. You can show your leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They show tits ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
On Craigslist.
Have you been on Craigslist, Mary?
Ooh, this guy has a snake.
On Craigslist.
This guy has a. This is an escort with a snake around his neck in his picture. And he's black.
Black. Do you think that the men at the dorm go on heel?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Oh, he's terrible.
One of you porn on your iPhone or iPod Touch, Pornhub.
Oh, I need to know.
Man,
that
they got so much porn and it streams full screen.
Do they have gay porn for Cheryl?
Pornhub, yeah, they do.
Spell it.
I checked it out.
Spell it.
PORNOHUB. Pornhub.
Huh?
Pornhub. Do I got an accent?
A black accent, yeah, you do.
Oh, I do speak black.
Is this it, where it says XXHD, this?
No.
It's very good.
Pornhub, man.
That's what I said.
It's not familiar.
It switched. Spell it again. PORNOHUB.com.
Yeah, no, not .com. I don't know if it's... It might be dot something or...
We are back to my original complaint. We're back to my original complaint.
That you're dumb.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been jacking off to that shit.
Well, let's see pictures. Pics and vid. Have you been masturbating a lot? How many times did you masturbate today?
Oh, man. I fucking smoked that fucking chronic. I get that fucking buzz going on.
What is chronic? What are you talking about? Pot?
Hell yeah, man.
And how many times did you jack off?
No, I'm kidding. No, dude, you get high, man. You jack off. It feels so good.
That doesn't answer the question.
Stop trying to be black.
How many times?
I haven't today. I just got home, like, in the last 2 hours. I was in a different city visiting a friend.
Double trouble. Ew. Some of these people
Backpage is the shit, man. I love that site. They even got good shit in my town, and it's not that big. I mean, it's, you know, moderate, but...
Full body massage, black therapist.
I even know a few of the people that were posting vids.
Pics and vid.
Shake it too, Mary.
Pics and vid. Oh, there's a Czech boy in town in Chicago. Men for men.
Matt's going to find someone now.
Oh, yeah, I can afford an escort. Uh-huh. Right. I told you my lips are scarred. I can't do anything with the vagina.
Why are your lips scarred?
I told you from the yoga pose where I had to pinch my lips.
You can't afford chapstick.
Ew, gross. Ew.
Lick my clit.
God damn it. Oh, my God.
Lick that my is clit. Fucking,
these dicks are ridiculous.
The hell?
Foot
he's
long.
So blayock. He looks like he's very high.
Oh, my God. This is this is
look at the last picture on that one you just sent. He's got black spots.
Ooh. And does he have stretch marks? Oh, yeah.
Nice spots.
Cheryl, look at this one. He has no chin. This one has no chin, like chinless. You know what? No chin.
What?
Who does that remind you of with no chin? Hmm? Here's a Piara.
Rockefeller?
No picture, though. Oh, wait, that's just his balls? That is the dumbest picture. It's a bunch of rocks.
They have some, like, flash things on there.
I haven't seen no videos.
Yeah, there's no videos.
They do. They have some flash things where they have, like, a video thing. It's really corny. It's stupid.
I haven't seen those. Oh, my God. How gross.
So basically, Craigslist is still better because more people use it. All right.
But does Craigslist allow videos and pictures? And
no, I haven't seen any videos on any of these posts. Number one.
Are you into crack women?
Cheryl,
are you into
pictures?
Are you into urban women strip club DJ? I think you're into urban women if you like this site.
Black.
I've fucked black girls, but I haven't lately.
Do they have chalky skin and cotton mouth from all the crack?
Well, fortunately, Einstein invented the light switch, and I don't know.
Einstein, yeah. Mm. Right.
You can still feel ashy skin in the door.
Cotton mouth. Oh, my God. This is not 9 inches. This is like 10 feet. Like, some of these guys, they actually understate their dick size. Look at this one. This is like 12 feet.
I've had sex with black women, though. Yes, I have.
Have you had sex?
How are they pussy?
I've had sex with one black woman who was a porn star. She was from Wisconsin.
Right.
And I'm not going to say her name, but she went by the porn name of Onyx. She came to my city.
Onyx Blackman?
My friend owned the bar.
Onyx Blackman? Speeches with candy?
It was a man.
Oh, hot.
What was his
name? I did her, whatever.
Iris. It was Iris Blackman. His sister.
Her name was Onyx, man. She was with Mr. Marcus Mantingo. And I've done
Mantingo.
Okay, I got a flash for
this. I've done a girl that done Mantingo. Okay.
I guess all you have to do to be an escort.
That gets me hard right now.
To be an escort, you just have to be ugly, evidently.
I've never bought him. Do you suggest I get a black male escort with a huge cock that will totally wreck my hole, but then future fucks won't seem bad? Or should I dip my foot in with a little cock?
Oh, my God, 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 oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Picture?
No, it's... I found... Oh.
Rockefeller?
Yeah. This is the guy that...
Black people in WI.
This is the
guy. You've been to Milwaukee.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to post it because I don't want to. Don't say anything specific.
It's a Brion.
I'm just going to send it to Cheryl because we have to be careful.
Right.
I'll give you a hint. Extra meat.
Distorted view. You posted.
Oh.
I never bottom it.
Imagine.
Extra meat. We didn't talk about the extra meat. Should I read that?
5'9", tight athletic build, brown eyes, black hair, 9.5, cut and clean.
Oh, you're even a black male escort in Cleveland, not escort.
Contact me for rates.
There, now we're back. Okay, thanks.
I've seen her extra meat. I don't need to Google it.
Google my extra meat. I love
100%
that.
Real prawn store.
I love that term. Google my extra meat.
I want to tell you what happened. No, I can't tell you what happened. It's too...
What?
You know the extra meat thing. I can't.
Tell us, Matt.
No, I really can't because it has to do with my... I can't.
I'll pull your finger.
I can't, like...
Is that kind of like you got to be anonymous? in the anonymous.
I told you I fuck black broads.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, look at this. I love this ad. It's a shame that she's not black, but it would be great if she is. Just pretend she's black. Hold on.
Hey, I admit it, I fucked black broads.
I know, you told us 20 times. We know that's all you fucked, and you've got mouth and ashy skin.
Back page. Men's getting
mad.
Look at the name. Look
at
the
place fight, man. They told Dad.
Man, you just put the wrong link.
Oh, God.
A plus plus 10,000.
Oh, no.
Oh, we call the extra meat, calling for some extra
shut
meat.
Up. Listen, people. Unless you want to pay, it's bad enough that I'm broke. If I lose this, then I'm even broker, so don't fucking ruin my shit. God damn motherfuckers. Shut up. Tiny.
Yes.
Who A-plus did
it? I'm Cheryl, not you.
Who A-plus did 1,000?
Kimmy. Oh, I did. I did the times 1,000.
Now, let's show the correct link.
Skins tags.
I want you, Cheryl, when I post this, I want you to read...
I love this
the subject. Read the subject of this one.
All right. Own a pair of my sweet smelling used knickers 24.
Oh, I got to say, I think I should.
You could be the lucky owner of the sweetest smelling knickers you will ever smell. All knickers have been worn for a minimum of 12 hours to give the maximum effect. I have a range of underwear available from thongs, French knickers, G-strings, and a selection of cute girly underwear. Just specify what type of underwear you want when you place your order. Very reasonable prices of $50 per pair. I accept PayPal payments only. Price includes shipping. I'm a 24-year-old bisexual female who can also get the smell of another pussy on the knickers if requested. Or a lot of cum that has spilled out of my pussy after I've been fucked like a dirty little slut selling my used knickers to help with uni fees. You won't be disappointed with your purchase. Lots of love, Angel. Knickers. Man, it's not funny to laugh at the weird
is Knickers with a K or a G?
K-N-I-K-K-E-R-O-S.
I think this is, might be a good one, too. Oh, my God. I think his penis is blue. This must be where they got the...
Blue vein.
Listen,
or blue.
Did I tell you I met a Sean Cody model yesterday? A Sean Cody scout. This guy I met, he scouts for models for Sean Cody.
Oh, he's on Michigan Avenue, right?
Right.
What?
No, he's a mo- he look. You know the SeanCody.com where they have the straight guys. This guy finds the straight guys for their fucking shows, and what they do is. They pay them a lot of money. He goes to straight bars with a girl.
On you?
And together they like hit on guys and they get them to like have sex with them. It's really weird.
Is he hot?
No, that's the weird thing. He looks kind of, you know.
AIDS.
Yeah.
Surprise.
But then I do too, and I don't have the AIDS. So what?
You don't go out and get straight boys to have pro lips on the camera.
No.
Because they're all so straight on that porn.
I don't.
That porn has become.
Listen,
shut up. That porn has become ridiculous. It ain't no straight man's commune. I bet that job offers health insurance coverage, though. True.
What job?
Sean Cody. You know that they make tons of money, Nate.
He makes a lot of money.
Yes, unlike Flavor.
Actually, if I
there's
was...
More, I think there's more demand for the whites, but that just may be... maybe you can move on up in the world. I mean...
Did Cheryl look at the... Can you... Do you like the one I just sent you? Do you want to read some of it?
Say this one.
Read this with the...
Black, 12 inches for you, all caps.
Yeah.
Hey there, the name is Slim, a.k.a. Mr. Black 12. I'm looking for generous people that
no,
THC.
Okay.
is in need of a true man to pamper, massage, and work this 12 inches NCHS. You wear both thick black steel and just make you forget all of your troubles and make all of your dreams come true, exclamation times two. Let my hands do all the talking while your body melts away into bolitos. Call me anytime at 773-211-6194. My services are to scratch and can be met for your convenience. CONVENENINCE. Ask about group rates. About me, 5'9", 140 yards, dark brown. No, really. No text or black calls will be accepted.
No black calls? That's kind of hypocritical.
Look at these photos. Ooh, it's nasty.
Isn't his penis blue?
Blue vein.
It's blue, right?
Blue vein.
Let me see things.
Who put me on hold?
Oh, it is blue. Nate, look at all the sparks.
I know.
What's wrong with his dick?
I think he tied it
look
off
at
like
those
Hagatha.
Sparks.
He tied it off like Hagatha Days.
What do you mean tie it off?
You know, he said he ties off his dick with a
Mandingo fetus ate my baby.
Mistress Bree of Chicago. Oh, gross.
What?
Ew, gross. Ugh.
What?
Ugh. Mistress what? Bree. I'm going to paste it. Just hold on. It's fucking Mistress Bree. But look, Mistress. She's fucking... Ew.
Look at her. She's got a red booty.
I thought that was her tits. Hold on. I have to call you because I can't climax.
What the hell you do that for?
This fucking strip club is being retarded. He disconnected. I have to call him back.
Happy New Year, Lol.
Who lolled? Don't loll and biatch me again.
Happy New Year, biatch, Lol.
Strip club DJs.
Happy New Year, biatch, Lols.
Happy New Year, biatch.
Happy New Year, biatch, Lols.
Sorry, man.
I want to tell a story, but I don't know how to tell it.
Well, by opening your mouth and telling the story.
Yeah.
So, is it erotic or?
Yes. Okay, we're done with her. She hung up again.
Okay.
I can't deal with this.
It's too bad. Scrum is going well. What's your story?
It's 11:30.
I know, it's time to end, but what's your story?
It's hard to tell. Okay, so you know how in certain communities of groups there
in
are...
The black community.
No. In things where people don't eat Seattle Sutton and they...
Right, your anonymous things that you're not anonymous about. All right. Go ahead.
So, let's just say, parenthetically faced, that, you know how there's this thing where you have sponsors and that kind of thing?
Right.
So, there might be this person who's this hot straight guy who may have been at a Christmas party that I went to where they had a canned ham that tasted like a sponge. It was disgusting.
Okay.
And I went to this. It was horrible. You'd like it because they were all smokers. It was like the smoker group. But I had to go because I haven't been talking to these people theoretically, hypothetically. And so there's one guy. He's really hot. And there's another guy there. And the hot guy is straight. He's like 25. He's like 12 feet and has like a 20-inch penis or something. Hot smoker. Now, his sponsor might have been there too, who is about 50 years old and an electrician who fetishizes straight guys. But he's his sponsor. Get how weird that is?
Okay.
Get it? So, we're watching like this dumbass Christmas movie, and these two guys, the guy and his sponsor, leave. I said, "Where are you going?" He says, "Oh, we're going to the Korean sauna." We go paradise? He said, "Yeah." I said, "That's hilarious." He said, "No, seriously, we are." I'm like, "No fucking way." I said, "That place is in Craigslist every fucking day, and everybody's hooking up there. And you're telling me you take your straight sponsee there?" He said, "Yeah, we work the steps there." I said, you got to be fucking kidding me. I said, must have said like 20 times, you're kidding. And it was on Christmas Day.
13 steps?
No, this is more like 17.
Okay.
Christmas Day. And, oh,
Christmas.
Weird. Weird.
Christmas.
On Christmas.
He wanted to get some, you know, holy
so fucked up. Yeah, it was really fucked up. Anyway, maybe they're going to be...
Maybe he thought that when the hot straight man saw his old man fools, then he would turn gay.
It's really a weird thing, and tomorrow I'm having dinner with them again.
That's true. Madge needs to find an illegal Seattle Sutton sponsee for herself. Excuse me? It's true, Madge, you do. Are there any intermediates?
Grant me this molest the strength to molest vulnerable alcoholics. Canned ham. Oh, my God. The canned ham was so fucking gross. Because Jews don't really do ham at all. Well, yeah, of course. But I was like, so my friend's like, oh, come over. We're having food. I'm like, because he usually cooks good, you know. But he's like, it's the Great Depression, so everybody's poor. So I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, ham. And then I eat. And it was like the kind of ham that has that weird shape, like it looks like a pineapple. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then I took a piece, and I had to go to the 7-Eleven to get soda first, and it was in a real ghetto neighborhood, and you have to, like, stand in the special line so they don't see, you don't have a gun. But it was a sponge, and whatever, never mind.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, but I posted the cookie they gave me. They gave everybody a cookie with it says Gingerbread Man with a Penis. I posted it on Facebook. Yes, Hagatha did the same thing to me. That's true. Except Hagatha was even more disgusting.
And you engaged her.
And I'm a lesbian. Let's see. It's too bad you don't get to see my... My roommate. Oh, well. My new roommate from Cleveland.
That you sucked his layups?
No, I've known him for years.
So you sucked his layups when you first met him?
Never. I'm not that kind of lesbian. I'm not.
Fuck you, Cole Hagatha.
Like, I know a lot of these gays and lesbians who, like, they fuck and then they become friends. It's not like that with me. I don't fuck my friends.
I agree. Me either.
The roommate is at a dinner party that he wanted me to go to, but I didn't
go. I just become roommates with Daniel.
I didn't go because I, actually I was really glad because it's, every day is a social gathering this weekend, and I, today was the only day, that's why I wanted to do a show, because I didn't want to go to this dinner party. You can stay on my couch, Tim, if you come visit, definitely.
And her apartment's actually clean. It didn't ever used to be clean. When I was going to visit, it was a disaster zone.
You know, Cheryl, it's not hard to clean the camera.
Really?
It's not hard to clean.
Really? You should tell yourself that like a year and a half
Cheryl,
ago.
Will you let me finish the sentence? Because you don't know what I'm trying to say.
Okay, all right.
It's not hard to clean this camera range.
Oh. How's the rest? Can you turn the camera over?
Nope.
Why?
It's stuck. I had to super glue it because it fell last week, remember?
You didn't super glue your camera, Nate.
I did.
No.
Yeah. That's why the camera... That's why it didn't fall again like it did last week.
Man,
super glued.
I'm calling John P. tomorrow. And he's going to come over there and we're going to have a video camera. And we're going to see what's really going on.
It's clean. It is. It's just because I have a friend visiting. I will turn it just for you.
Mary, grant me the serenity to invite him to the sauna, the courage to fill that hole, and the wisdom to know when to drop him.
Are you watching or not?
Yes, it's delayed, Nate.
That's just, I mean, there's stuff on my table, that's it.
Delayed.
How much is it delayed?
Now I can see the table.
Well,
turn it more, turn it more.
I can't, because the wire will pop out. Seriously, it's not messy.
Hoarders. We're going to call hoarders.
It's not messy.
We're calling hoarders.
I have the whole audience to witness it. It's not fucking messy.
This is a very tiny portion of your apartment. What does the kitchen look like? What does your bedroom look like? Is there pee all over the bathroom, McKeon?
Nigger.
Oh, what? That's going to be isolated, I believe. Going to be remixed.
Who cares?
Ford.
I told you I'm not racist.
Right. Hands.
Pat, on the other hand. Well, that's another story. That wasn't me. That was when I had borderline personality disorder.
Sure, Patricia. Well, it's been about 30 minutes, and as much as I've enjoyed...
Okay, I have a question for the audience. Did anybody listen to the edited version? Do you prefer it edited or just forever without editing?
You edited out, Nate. I mean, there was the...
I edited it out. Cheryl, it basically was like...
True Duty, that's it.
It went straight to True Duty, then it was like limerick to limerick. It was really fast.
Okay.
You like the forever without editing. Okay, wait. I'm going to do a poll. Shut up, Cheryl. Then we'll end.
Well, I haven't heard it yet, so I know.
Well, whose fault is that, you stupid cunt?
Mine. I like all of my wonderful content unedited. Or if you just string me together.
Cheryl, your content does not get edited. That's the only thing that doesn't. I was just editing out the crap that I... Oh, most people say no. 83% say don't edit.
I voted yes by accident, and now I can't undo it.
Well, so far the no editing works, but it's getting close. This might be a toss-up.
Listen, Mary, you're never going to put out a grum if you really have to edit. Basically, you'll chop off all of the grum, and you're not editing, you're just deleting the entire thing.
But last week's program was so exceptionally bad.
It wasn't a long grum, that's why it wasn't a problem. Look at this grum. It's 3 or 4 hours long. It's a ridiculous mess.
Okay, well, the consensus is no, I'm not going to edit it. You edited out my white Gressy video? What white Gressy video?
Something racist, probably.
Yeah, last week you had a lot of content, and I didn't like the way anything besides that. So I removed most of it. I think I left something.
You were
in.
Very angry.
Well, you make
You're
me.
You're still angry this week, but
Cheryl, listen, here's the problem. It's very simple.
Okay.
You can be mean to everyone, but don't criticize my goddamn shit.
Oh.
Strip club DJ, shut up.
I see how it is now.
So don't tell me my videos suck, and don't tell me I need to make more
videos. I didn't tell you your videos suck.
You
just
did
think
too.
It's kind of funny that you get mad at a video that's actually funny because it has potential to be viral and went viral. Now, why do you have to be mad at other things that are funny? Now, I understand Lady Gaga is not funny. She is stupid.
Cheryl, I was mad because they stole your material. Your
who
material.
Stole my material? No,
she
they
fucking
didn't.
Caca, Lady Caca. They fucking used the word caca.
How hard is it to come up with
it was
Lady
about
Caca
shitting.
From Lady Gaga?
Cheryl, it was blatantly stolen from you, and you didn't even fucking
and
notice
it. And
look
what she did. She did a wonderful full-length parody video. I only did a pooping panty
well,
story.
Cheryl, did it ever occur to you that maybe you're the one that should have done the fucking video, since you're the one that did the Lady Caca panty pooping?
I don't have time, and I don't
listen,
care.
Whatever, that's not the point. My point is, don't tell me shit like that,
okay.
Even if it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. You can yell at me about it in private, but don't tell me that I need that my videos suck or all that.
I didn't say your videos suck. I love them.
No, last week you said, tell that person who did the fucking fatty video, the America's Next Top Fatty, to do another video because it was the best video of the whole year. Oh, oops, oops, oh, oops.
Well, there was one of the best videos of the year, Mary.
Yeah, but you said it was better than the stuff that I make, which was very insulting, and that's why I went into a bad mood. If you listened to the show, which I edited out that part, you would not hear that, but it's true.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing it up again, and I'm glad that we have cleared this of why your bad mood happened, and it wasn't from not getting fucked, clearly.
Right, because you just want me to get AIDS, and I told you... In a Twitter, I said, I can't get laid without getting my health insurance paid for first. So if you people want me to get laid, you have to give me money for the insurance. Then I can afford to get AIDS. Okay?
Well, Matt, but if you're poor, then you can get some health care from the state for your AIDS medication. like Hagatha does.
But I don't want to be like Hagatha. I want to pay for my own AIDS medication.
Well, we don't want to pay for it. We don't want to subsidize your lifestyle.
His name is Charles, but his name is Lance.
Exactly.
His name is Charles, but his name is Lance. His name is Charles, but his name is Lance.
Okay, I did a request. Are you going to give me money now that I played your fucking goddamn thing? That was a request.
Hello?
Yeah.
Timmy, where'd you go? Timmy,
you don't need to send us money again because you already were generous. You have your own grum. That was
did
very
Tim log off? What's going on? I'm very
upset. If he has half a brain, he did. Why would you keep listening?
Drew.
He probably didn't like us fighting. Probably made him.
His name is Dave, but his name is Agatha.
He probably got upset because his family fought and they got divorced, and it reminded him of that after his daddy raped him and then the parents fought.
True. His name is Dave, but his name is Agatha.
Sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing.
Can be very embarrassing.
What a man.
Just remember they're normal. Don't let them upset you.
Girls.
And roll those shoulders.
His name is Charles, but his name is
Listen.
And roll those shoulders.
Girls.
His name is
Girls.
And roll his name is
Girls.
His name is Charles, but his name is Lance.
And roll those shoulders.
Can I touch it and put it?
Your face is so ugly.
What about this here?
Girl.
What about this here?
Your face is so ugly.
You know you want this hot. Chink up doors, hon.
You're sort of lazy. Don't be a
I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted. I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted.
I'm now so old,
my pussy is haunted.
I think just the cutest little jiggaboos.
You hear that,
Mary, you're looking at a waxy yellow
buildup. I think just the cutest little jiggaboos.
I heard it about 12 times.
Mary, you're looking at a waxy yellow buildup.
Admire her character.
I'm Ash, but I think it's time to end the grum on that note. No.
I never had a split personality.
Boy.
Hurt, stink, hurt and stink, hurt and stink, and hurt. Oh, God.
Mayotte?
It really hurts.
It's time to end the grum.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I love you, and I appreciate you having me on your grum, even though I'm horrible and ugly.
And Cheryl, don't say nigger this year, okay?
Okay, that's my resolution. I won't say N-word.
Okay.
Except for when I do by accident. I love you, baby.
Bye, you too. Bye.
Bye, honey.
All right. All right. Now I can go into cycle.
Don't be a caveman.
Girls.
Now I need money.
Honey.
For
yeah,
the lambs.
Like you feed it, of course you'll never feed it, but just pretend you do, you know.
Okay.
Honey, get him in the bed. Honey, you got to do like this. Do like I tell you. You got to do it like this. Huh? Daddy,
There it is.
Freak mother. Suck it to me, Daddy. See, that's what you got to do, baby. Do like the horns do, honey, and you wind up with the minks and the diamonds and the furs, honey.
Girls?
It's you girls' own fault. Let your man run around like this.
Okay.
And you think because you got a little piece of paper and a whole bunch of kids, you think you got it made.
Yep, you're right.
What are you doing?
But when you got them kids, that's when you fucked up.
Yes! Girls.
You know, a guy walked into a hotel. He says to the hotel manager, he says, can you get me a girl? The hotel manager says, yes, I can get you a girl.
Yeah.
He says, how much is it going to cost me? He said, just leave $50 at the desk. He said, I'll have your girl up there in the next 10 minutes. He said, look, will this girl do anything I ask her to do? The desk clerk said, yes, so she do anything you want her to do. Sends the broad on up there. The man takes off his clothes. He lays on the bed. He says to the broad, he says, hey, blow me.
Do you mind sexually?
Thank you for holding.
She said, blow me, bitch. So the guy gets mad. He calls the desk clerk. He says, hey, come up here and see what's wrong. Hell, I told this bitch to blow me, and she went. So the desk clerk said, I'm just going to show you one more damn time.
Miss Weinstein.
And I said, that's perfectly normal. And I said, that's perfectly normal.
There was a little boy sitting on the railroad track playing with his... So the preacher came by. He says, little boy, what are you doing? He says, oh,
it's
I'm playing
yours.
With my yo-yo. He said, yo-yo. He said, why do you call it a yo-yo? He says, well,
it's all yours.
Up and down. The preacher says, up and down? He says, yes. He says, right now it's up. Would you like to go down?
You are.
You know what a vice squad is?
No,
a,
no, no.
A pussy
don't
posse.
Don't you say nothing.
There were three pregnant prostitutes sitting around the fireplace. And so one girl said to the other and said, Sue Jane, what do you want your baby to be? She says, oh, I want a boy. Said, Mary Jane, what you want your baby to be? She said, oh, I want a girl. So they asked Lucy sitting over there in the corner dipping snuff and chewing the back at the same damn time. Say, hey, Lucy, say, what you want your baby to be? She said, well, I don't give a damn what that son of a bitch be. But I know one thing. I don't want no more of them damn white bastards, because they too damn hard to keep clean. Two winos was walking down the street, drunk off this wine, you know. So anyway, they passed the general hospital. One wino looked up at the hospital, a great big building. He said to his buddy, he said, hey, man. He said, you see that big building up there? The other wino looked up. He said, yeah, man, I see it. He said, you know what? He said, I bet it's over 150 cases of polio in that building. The other wino looked at him. He said, yeah, man. He said, is that better than Gallo? Did you hear about the preacher? He preaching about Samson. Samson is a mighty strong man.
Yeah.
Samson, he slew 1,000 Philistines with a jawbone of ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was up there preaching, honey. And honey, he was putting his finger in his ear, and he was just ringing his finger in his ear. He said, Samson, he's the strongest man in captivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to tell you about Samson, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So one old man sitting out in the audience, he say, preach on, Reverend, preach on. I hear you now. And honey, the preacher, he was preaching so fast, he say, Samson, he slew, yeah, he slew 1,000 Philistines with a jawbone of an ass. And one old lady sitting in the back, honey, she didn't quite hear him. She said, Pastor, what did you say? And the pastor was talking so fast, he said, well, he jobbed him in the ass. Hey, my room number is 69, but I'm going to change it to 88. He ate and she ate. This man died a sinner, so they had him in the church. And the preacher, he was down on his knees in front of the casket. He's just preaching. Oh, Lord, I want you to take Brother Smith on into heaven. I know he was a sinner down here on earth.
Yeah.
But I want you to take him on into heaven.
Yeah.
I want you to have three angels standing on each side. I want you to have St. Peter to open the gate and let him on in. Because we know he was a sinner.
Word.
And you know, back there in the olden days down in Mississippi, hell, they didn't embalm them then, you know. They didn't know nothing about embalming, see. at any time that the corpse might sit up in the casket. So this is what this cat did. This cat sprung up in the casket. And he was grinning, honey. And all the members of the church ran out. But by the preacher, his eyes was closed, you know, praying this son bitch into heaven. And honey, when he opened his eyes, he saw this son bitch sitting up there with his mouth open. He pulled out his 45 and said, "Up, you motherfucker." He said, "Don't you move a damn toe." He said, "I'll kill your black ass again." It was a lady riding on a train, and her name was Ella, and she was going to a place called Thuella, Florida. So the conductor comes through the train, he's just hollering all the stops, you know, so the people get off the right stop. He said, "Pensacola, Florida, Tallahassee, Jamaica."
Sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you.
Gentlemen, it's about that time, so let's get together and bring on the indubitably soulful humor of today's queen.
Now the Bible says, I didn't say
said, the Bible said, the world will get weaker and wiser. And honey, it's happening right now. Weaker and wiser, honey. These heathen scientists, they just won't let nature be. And coming up with new stuff on sex every day. You know they're doing it, honey. And it ain't meant to be. No, it ain't meant to be. Look what's going on. Honey, birthing babies from a test tube. A test tube, honey. Without benefit of a man, a boy, or a beast.
Hey, audience, look, my friend Patrick is here. I wanted Cheryl, I wanted you to come back because my friend is back and I wanted you to see him and you can talk to him. Patrick, this person lives in Cleveland. Oh, no, he left. I'm going to call Cheryl back and you can talk to her. She's kind of creepy. We're going to call Cheryl. We almost were done, but then I saw the call from the front desk and I thought, well, you need to come. Cheryl. Hold on, Cheryl. Cheryl, are you there? Cheryl. Hold on, I gotta turn off this speaker.
Maybe this is possible.
There you
have a blessed day,
Cheryl, you
honey.
Didn't answer the thing. Cheryl, why didn't you answer? You're supposed to answer your Skype. Are you gonna answer or no? You don't want to talk? Fucking cunt. Oh, there she is. Okay, Cheryl, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, I want to put you on the speaker so we can both
yes,
hear
Mary.
You.
Mary.
Say hi Great. To Patrick.
Hello, honey.
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing, Nate?
This is Cheryl. Look at her picture.
Oh, wow.
She's a hideous
kid. I'm a very beautiful woman.
Are you, like, a tranny or something?
A tranny? No. I've got a big prolapse, though. Do you know what a prolapse is?
A what?
Prolapse.
Cheryl, you know who Patrick is? Patrick is the person who first told me about penis.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what a penis is, then?
I know what a freaking penis is.
Do you know what a prolapse is?
I know what a prolapse is.
Do you got one? Can we see it, Itch?
Do you have a penis?
No, I'm skinny because I'm very tan and beautiful and 25. But a man has a penis. I'm sure you've seen it.
It's hard not to, Cheryl. It's hard not to.
Okay. Faggot. nice scarf, faggot. Hello. How you doing? How was your evening, Nate?
What did you do tonight, Patrick?
I went to a dinner party with a bunch of older trolls.
That sounds horrific.
It was cool.
Was it? Did you get eaten out?
No, I just drank a little bit of piss.
A mild fisting.
Okay. Was Hagatha there then if you drank piss?
He knows Hagatha.
I drank piss. I can only drink musclehead piss.
You know Hagatha, right?
Musclehead piss. What's
that? Musclehead piss has to be real manly. I love...
Look at those clamps.
I only drank it one time.
Did you get any fudge?
Turn me on.
Did you get some poopy?
Poopy? No, I don't like that.
What do you like, Nate?
One time I did shit on someone's face.
Oh, tell us about it.
I shit on someone's face, and it was years ago, this guy, somewhere here in
Chicago. Chuck, turn the cameras, please.
Somewhere here in Chicago.
Sorry.
See, you know what? I wasn't looking at the camera because I was too busy looking at myself because I'm a fucking narcissistic bastard.
Let's see that penis. Come on.
But anyway, so I shit on this guy's face. And then it just happened to be we were in the kitchen and the refrigerator was right there. So I pulled open the refrigerator. And after I shit on him, I dumped just like tons of condiments all over him. Shit on him again. And then I pissed all over him. And then I left.
Wow, that's very classy.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Kitchen Skaga. That sounds like a movie. Very hygienic. Very nice. Now, Mads, how do you meet these people? Oh, yeah, Seattle Sutton, Sutton.
Back then.
How did I meet you? Wasn't it at the... Patrick and I used to go to really disgusting places together.
Okay, the bathhouse.
No.
Did I tell the story about how I accidentally had my prolapse in the mouth of a spastic who almost bit it off? I know I've told that story. It was on LiveJournal.
Yes.
Patrick had the same spastic.
So tell me about you.
I'm a 25-year-old woman, smoker, and I have 3/4 of a lung. I'm a multiple cancer survivor, and I'm beautiful. I'm the proprietor of HooHool.org, which is an amazing website. I'm the president of DIC, which is Daycare Institutions Caring for Kids, and I like camp.
Cheryl's had the worst cancer. She survived it, but she had cancer. Her cancer had cancer.
Oh my God. Cancer. Now, how do you support yourself?
Me? Mm. Well, I have many jobs. I work at Fashion Bug, Hurts and Smells, Reniquara. I work for the BPH company. That's, as Madge coined it, the Black People Holder, also known as the Bus Company. I do multiple things and a lot of odd jobs on the side. Guy, what do you do, Mary?
Are you sexting?
I'm sexting.
Cheryl, Patrick is personal friends with Michelle Obama.
Really? Do you know she has a fecal incontinence problem? He's busy, all right.
Sexting.
Listen, Mary, Scarf Mary.
So
now he's listening.
Cheryl wants.
How do you know Cheryl, Richard?
Because, listen.
How do I know?
I interviewed Miss Obama at the White House in an episode of True Duty, which is a...
Can you go back?
That's me and that's Cheryl. God. Showing all these nice pictures.
And what was that? Go up.
That's Cheryl, too, with me and... What? I can do that. That's women at large. That's Charlene. Raver diaper fat.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
That's the couple that raided the party?
Yeah, except that was me and Cheryl.
Oh.
Cheryl had a feral cat with her, though.
What did you think about that couple
that was us.
Raided the party? Well, allegedly, they really didn't. They had some connections. Is that true or... Not true.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about the fecal incontinence?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? Don't you listen?
Okay.
Jesus.
I think Cheryl is getting her knitting needles out.
Did Richard tell you about the boyfriend I broke up with this weekend?
No.
He was all coda.
Okay.
I didn't even know him.
I just told her that you're going to show us your penis when you get out.
My penis was kind of hard before I got here.
Why?
Let's see your fucking penis on the right. There's not much point to the all.
Wait, let's get donations. Hang on. If you want to see Patrick's penis, you have to donate us.
There's hardly anybody here because we ended the program, Mary.
No, there's still enough people. There's 19 people.
Who are they?
They're just
right.
They're idiots. But
oh, my God.
Donate money. How much money should we ask for? Because we have to split it three ways. So, 150?
400.
I don't even know what we're doing.
You're showing your dick, Mary. Shut the fuck up.
Why don't you show your dick?
Because I don't have a dick. I have prolapse, and they're probably larger than your small-ass queen penis.
Uh-oh, somebody sent us $10. Sorry, it's not enough. You can see a pubic hair for $10.
Right.
Will you pluck a pubic hair and show it to me?
Is David Terrell on there?
He was on here earlier, actually.
He was?
Hagatha? Yeah. He was talking.
Oh, yeah, he's Hagatha.
He was on today, yeah.
I have body dysmorphic disorder.
Who doesn't, girl? You're gay.
Faggot.
Fuck you. Oh, go into my email account.
Why?
Gay.
We found this new... Oh, wait. I got to stop there.
What happened to your gay scarf?
We found this new prostitution site, like Craigslist, except...
Do you have man boobs?
Just, if someone has Skype, can they get in this chat room and see us?
Sure. No, no. All they have to go to is yeastradio.com.
And they can see us?
Yeah.
Wait, want to see me on the...
yeastradio.com. Get her done. Cheryl, get your knitting needles out. This is going to take work.
Well, hurry up. I'm tired. I want to see the... Y'all can get the money otherwise, you know. I'm a busy woman. I got to run my daycare centers.
You have to not go to the gym tomorrow?
I went today, Mary. Shut up.
Then why didn't you listen to my podcast?
Because Distorted View is more entertaining than your cry-up.
What did we just talk about? Dumb cunt.
Oh, sorry.
Strip club, we're not...
Okay, sign up.
No. Why? Oh, of me?
One of my friends would like to know whether Patrick, like most of your friends, has the, book.
No, he doesn't have AIDS.
Oh, okay.
You don't have AIDS, do you?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Let's do a live AIDS test. That would be real fun.
Did you tell your friend about... Yeast Radio, who did you tell?
I said, do you want to see me on?
Yeastradio.com is all they have. Just go to that. Oh, so I'm signing out, right. Okay. Cheryl, did you take your medication?
So did. That's why I'm tired, Mary.
Too bad.
Too bad your face. Sunken in parentheses.
Oh, yeah, I told them how you called me parentheses face.
Do they know what lipodystrophy is?
Of course. Cheryl knows. She has it.
Huh?
He asked if you know what lipodystrophy is.
Oh, sure. What the hell are you talking about?
Lipodystrophy.
So, anyway.
Don't say that. That's racist.
What are you talking about?
You said anyway.
What's your problem?
Racist.
You sound like a tired hag.
I am tired, and I'm not a hag. I'm a beautiful woman with a very nice fuel.
She said she has...
Do you like the illegals like Madge does?
The what?
Illegals, illegal aliens.
No, he likes white people.
Okay, that's good. We approve. Beachalals.
No, I'm into white people.
That's understandable, me as well.
Excuse me?
Happy New Year, biatch. Lols.
Why can't I sign out?
Happy New Year, biatch. Lols.
Can you talk
to me? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, to loosen up and have a good time.
Honey, if you're any looser, your asshole would fall out.
Cheryl, did we get any money?
I don't fucking know. How would I know?
I'll check.
Wait, good fucking Christ. These queens are working my nerves.
There's a lot of people watching, Cheryl. You have to entertain them.
Do your lips hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Do you tie them in a knot? Do you tie them in a bow? Do you throw them over your shoulders like the continental soldiers? Do your lips hang low? Woo woo woo. And now for some Mrs. Miller. Please hold. Sunday, Sunday, do 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 do. Yeah, Mrs. Miller's song to sing.
Strangers in
Strangers in the night.
Strangers in the night.
How's that?
Changing lapses. I don't think we got any more money.
Oh, good. I'm glad we're doing this. We're on my own.
I think Reagan's there. I think he's lurking because I saw him sign on Skype. Reagan, are you there?
Nobody cares. Your friend is just texting. And,
well, this guy that I know, can you see me?
There's a chat room.
Oh, my God.
He looks fat. He does not look fat.
Who?
He looks kind
of Asian.
Matt Burgess. Matt's
large face.
He said I look fat?
He said you look Asian. That's worse.
Who said large I look fat?
Face.
Matt Burgess, he's in Australia. He's an emo chick.
He said that I look fat?
No, Vera.
You're making us angry.
Who said that? I don't think he was talking about you. I think he was talking about me.
Either show your dick or get off the goddamn ground.
Wait, do I look fat?
Fatty, 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 2 o'clock.
My name's Fatty Patty. Tons of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That should be
the cutest little chickadoo. The cutest.
Oh, I look Asian?
That's what Matt Burgess said, which is worse than being fat, don't you think? Or no?
Who the fuck is Matt Burgess?
I told you he's an
Australian. I said just the cutest little jigaboos.
Oh, Matt Burgess said take off your shirt. Can he hear us?
Yeah, he can. Everybody can hear us. Matt, how old are you? Matt, how old are you? Vera, don't be mean. Not everybody knows about Ustream. God
damn it. I say just the cutest little jigaboos. 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 I say just the cutest little jigaboos.
Oh, what is he doing to get into the website?
I say just the cutest little jigaboos. 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 I say just the cutest little jigaboos.
Sorry, I was told to play that 10 times in a row.
What is
that?
I don't think that was 10. Excuse
me?
Tim Offenberg, or?
No, I don't think that was 10.
What do I tell him? Is this your website or what?
It's my website. Just go to yeastradio.com, look, and then this comes up. Mm-hmm. This is the screen. All you have to do is press play. See? Oh, I gotta get rid of the. Is the poll still on the screen? Yeah.
I went to a party tonight.
Give the edge. Lulz.
What's this bitch's name again?
Give the edge. Lulz.
What's this bitch's name again? Cheryl. Lulz.
Yeah.
Tonight I.
Cheryl.
I went to a little dinner party.
Yes, you told me. That's all right.
Shut up, bitch.
Yes, you told
me.
That's all right.
Shut up, bitch.
Yes, you told me.
And I kept having to fart. And so, do you think that it's inappropriate to fart? Or, because, you know, it's just natural to fart.
Tim's from Cleveland, too.
Listen, either you pooped your panty or you didn't. Now, I don't want to see your gay hair looking down at your phone. Talk.
Okay, what do you want from me, Cheryl?
We told you already. Show some skin or get off the goddamn camera.
Wait.
And that's your face. That is a lot of skin, but it's not what we want to see. Thank you.
I'm circumcised.
Great, that's even better. We all like cock cheese around here, except for when it's on my clamps.
Hold on.
Get off your fucking phone. Madge, take it away.
I can't, she's sexting.
No one cares.
No, I'm not. I'm telling a friend to go into this site.
No, it's not that. Did you used to work for 800 wet shit? That's a good question.
No, I used to be a pro, though. Do you know what a fucking pro is?
You mean a prostitute?
A pro.
No, what are you talking about?
A pro.
You don't look like a pro at anything. What were you a pro at?
A professional?
You definitely don't look no professional, nothing.
Really?
You wanna no.
See, you want to see my
professional
cock?
Professional wrestler?
My cock isn't hard, though. It's not hard.
Oh, my God, Cheryl Sonnen.
Can you see my... Do you want to see my hairy ass?
Yes. Let's see your clips.
My what?
I want to see your clips. Let's see your clips.
She wants you to spread them. There's a delay, so she probably didn't see it right away.
Ooh, let's see the other side.
Hold on.
I don't want to get it for
Cheryl, you're getting what you want. Now just chill out.
Okay. I want to see some clips. I think the strip club's penis would have been better.
No.
Oh, that might have been the ass.
So, what do you do for a living, Cheryl?
I told you, if you would listen, Mary, I work for Sasha Bug. What?
We saw ass, so we know that he'll show more. So now's the time to get money, okay?
Okay.
So let's get some money so we can see cock.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk.
How do you get the money? Through PayPal?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Do we really have to split it with her?
Here, we just got $10. So that's not very much.
I ain't split no $10.
No, we need like at least, it's got to be at least triple digits. I mean, we need at least 100, right?
For real, come on. Magic, maybe if you twatted this goddamn shit.
I did. What does it say? Look at the tweet on this show.
Okay. Some queen will show her peen if you donate.
Yeah, but look at what I tweeted, though.
You said live sex show almost.
Then
And you know what I said? Some queen will show her peen if you donate.
Vera, why are your queens have to be such fucking cunts?
Yeah, but my... No.
I'm one hand typing. There.
One hand blessing.
Do you see the status now? The Twitter?
One handed blessing.
Oh, what did you say you would do for a living? You work at Fashion Bug?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where do you live in Chicago, or where do you live?
That's none of your concern, Mary.
Come on, bitch.
None of your concern.
I mean, how do you...
She works with Oprah. Cheryl.
What?
What are you typing?
I was typing the one turd. She said something about an NA. And it's Jiggy.
Asleep a long time ago.
Jiggy.
Who's Vera Hanks?
She's a fucking bitch, is who she is.
I want your dick to be hard.
Vera Hanks? No.
Why don't you go to XTube and make your dick get hard?
Cheryl, why don't you say sexy things?
Because I'm tired. I'm too tired for that.
Come on, play with your pussy. A little.
Oh, Clem. You want to hear me shit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Play one of your duties.
What does it mean, make it?
I played your duty for somebody today.
Did you know that I'm Asian? What's that noise?
She's
Saturday, Saturday. Duty. Ward.
So.
Getting warm. Is that working? Hello? Well, this is interesting.
Just keep playing duty. He'll get excited.
Good Christ. Strangers in the night.
Yeah, keep going.
We are continuing with the regular.
Oh.
I got to find my really juicy one from earlier this week. Yes. What's going on there, Mary?
He's trying to get hard, but I don't know if the shitting is working. He's stroking it.
Are you watching this, Mary?
What?
This isn't right. Friends don't do the... Excuse me? Curmudgeon Arvella? That one's nice.
When you fart the dog... Is that like shedding the dog?
So juicy.
Cheryl?
Excuse me?
Cheryl? How come, Matt, how come... Matt?
I think I did good for a person to face
him.
Matt,
How come Cheryl can hear me and you can't when I'm over there? I don't understand.
The internet.
My name is Shane, and I'm 14. I'm not happy with my size, but I'm comfortable with it. I think I'm doing good right now. I think I'm doing very well.
Yeah, that's because I'm near the microphone, you stupid cunt.
You said 28 pounds?
You that 308 pounds.
Man, I know you sent me that email making excuses for not sending you that video, but I didn't read it. I didn't even read. I can watch things, but I can't really read.
God, this is so good. This is so good.
Dinner is a big deal around the house because I think that's what keeps our family close.
I can't talk, right? This is so good.
It's good to me. I love my chicken. I would destroy this plate.
We love to eat, always have, you know, and there are consequences involved. Norris and I have gone through a lot.
Chicken. I would destroy this. To me, I love my chicken. Good to me. I love my chicken. Good to me. I love.
What is this?
I would destroy this plate.
We love.
Good to me. I love my chicken. I would destroy this plate.
Excuse me?
What is this?
The Fat Blacks from the new TLC program.
What's the name of it?
One Big Happy Family.
Is it a series?
Yes, and they got Fat Blacks. I put it on the secret website names.
Fat Blacks?
Yes, a whole family of obese blacks.
And it's on every week?
Well, I think they're only going to have like 6 or 7 episodes, but...
Because then they die, probably.
Hypertension, diabetes.
And diabetes feet.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of inward toes?
Man, the
nuts. Inward toes. The nuts. He doesn't know about them, Cheryl.
Well, that's too bad.
Look, there's Trotsky sleeping.
When the dick's a clit, you got a problem.
Shit. Okay, I think we're going to end then. Since nobody's giving money. Again. We only get 4 hours of show when nobody donates. Can you imagine? What happens if they do donate?
Ay, ay, ay.
Cheryl, I appreciate your taking the extra time to come back on the Grum.
So do I get money?
Well, Ricky sent $10.
So I get $10?
Ricky lives close. I didn't realize he lives that close. Hang on. Lives on Barrie. I didn't know you... Oh, he's gone now, though.
Let's see the dick. Come on.
Yeah. Cheryl, we got a 25, a 50, and a 10.
Okay.
Oh, and a 5 earlier from Scene.
How much is that name?
Scene, 5. Scene is the person's name, Sean. But
I said, what's this? Hi.
5 plus. This is the total, not. This is not what you get.
How?
5 plus 25.
80, 90.
What?
$90 total.
5 plus 25 plus 50 plus 10. What is that?
90.
So we each get 45.
Aye.
Because I'm giving you.
I've shown lip for less than that. She better show her lip. She gonna show her lip?
Sure, telling her to,
you telling her to get hard?
She wants to know if you're gonna get hard. No. Sorry, Cheryl. It's too exploitative. I mean, without money... I'd feel bad.
She used to be a hooker, and she shat on someone's face. I don't see how this is any more exploitative
than what do hookers do? They get paid. And what is not happening here? Getting
She's
paid.
She's not getting AIDS for once.
What about AIDS?
You ain't getting AIDS with this one. How much money would it take?
How much money would it take, she says. He's tired, Cheryl. Sorry. The moment has passed.
Right. Well, okay. $45, I'll take it.
I can't exploit my friends. Yeah, well, you got 45.
Right, so man. You can't exploit your friends. Okay. That's a new one.
Hey, whore. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, guy.
Okay, audience, this time it's really over. Right, Cheryl?
Yes, thank God.
And Cheryl, remember your New Year's resolution. Don't do it.
N-word. Bye, honey.
Bye, thanks.
Thanks.